TicketsBus.com or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Iraq black hole.
There's a waste. There's fraud. There's abuse.
Suspected British terror plot.
There are reports this was an attempted kidnapping and beheading.
Writer Sidney Sheldon dead.
I work 7 days a week because I love it.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Hundreds of billions spent, tens of millions wasted. That's the bottom line of a government audit of the taxpayer dollars that have been poured into Iraq. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And this comes as President Bush asks for more reconstruction aid for Iraq. In this report, word of a $4 million swimming pool, $40 million for a training camp that's never been built, and millions spent on contractor security.
What we've seen from the audit reports are very disturbing.
California Democrat Henry Waxman will chair House hearings next week on where all the money is gone in Iraq.
There's been no incentive to hold down the cost.
And the audit finds $36 million spent on armor and weapons that can't be accounted for.
I'm Dave Barrett. Military personnel in Iraq and Afghanistan could use more vehicle armor and electronic countermeasures to foil roadside bombs. The Pentagon surveyed 1,100 troops last year and found the proper gear is not always provided for reconstruction tasks, explosive ordnance disposal, and the handling of detainees. Often, soldiers do what they're told, improvising, or they delay their tasks while waiting for equipment to arrive.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Human and financial costs are driving that growing congressional debate on the war.
It's time to give the Iraqis their country back.
Senator and presidential contender Barack Obama's call for all U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by March of next year is the seventh proposal. And CBS News has learned a new Republican resolution by Senators McCain and Graham would concede past strategy failures while supporting the president's troop surge. But another Republican, Arlen Specter, is running out of patience with the president's strategy.
He is not the sole decider.
Later today, the president will meet with Speaker Nancy Pelosi on her recent visit to Iraq.
The situation in Iraq is catastrophic. Let's make no mistake about that.
The president says congressional moves against his war policy are extreme. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the White House is signaling President Bush is ready to sign a sweeping $463 billion budget bill that's on the House front burner today. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more from Capitol Hill.
House Democrats plan to pass a bill today to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, saying there's just no time to do all the new budget bills if they had to go back and finish all the ones Republicans didn't do last Congress. But it isn't quite that simple. Democrats want to add money for some programs they like, including education and veterans' health, and that has some Republicans crying foul.
The battle over President Bush's warrantless wiretaps program goes before a federal appeals court in Cincinnati today. The administration is appealing a district court judge's ruling that the program not only violates privacy rights, but the Constitution's separation of powers. The government says there's no need for the hearing. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The first question the appeals court judges will have to ask the lawyers is whether they all can't just go home, because the case no longer matters in the wake of the White House decision earlier this month to subject the surveillance program to some sort of review by that special surveillance court. If the ACLU can get past that question, the government may be in trouble in the case as a whole.
British police have rounded up eight suspected terrorists they say were planning a kidnapping and reportedly more. Let's get the details live from CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London.
Police will only say this was a huge operation to foil a major terror plot. Tim Marshall of Sky News has some horrifying details.
Two separate sources have told Sky News now. A group of eight, we think British Muslims, and we think most of them British-born but of Pakistani origin, over a period of months had concocted a plot that they would kidnap and behead somebody in the United Kingdom in their area.
Home Secretary John Reid emphatically not confirming any such reports because
there is a major operation investigation going on. There may well be court proceedings in the future.
So silence from British officials for now.
From Britain to Germany, where prosecutors announced arrest warrants for 13 people who were allegedly part of a CIA-orchestrated plan to kidnap a German citizen, Khaled al-Masri. German authorities say Spanish investigators have given them the names of several U.S. spies believed to have been involved. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Denver voters have thrown out the election commission in favor of an elected clerk and recorder. A special election on that idea was held yesterday, and the idea was approved by a 2-1 margin. The initiative was a direct response to last November's debacle when voters waited in line for hours to cast their ballots. Commission Chairman Alton Dillard says this election helped them get ready for the mayoral election in May.
So one thing that helped us speed up the process considerably this year, reconfiguring the way the counting room was laid out. Our neighbors at Arapahoe County generously lent us two extra counting machines that gave us an ability to move more ballots through in a quicker fashion.
Some criticized the special election, saying it was too hastily organized. It's the end of January. Most people have their W-2s now, so it's time to get your taxes done. State Revenue Department says there are a couple of ways to file your state return electronically.
We have two free options, which is our Colorado Net File or our Colorado Telefile.
And if you go online and file, you get your refund faster.
The good thing about NetFile is if you file electronically through NetFile, you will receive your refund back in 10 to 15 business days.
And if you're a procrastinator, you've got two extra days to file this year. Your return isn't due until Tuesday night, April 17th. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Now, we already have our first problem of the morning, a car fire to watch out for northbound 25 north of Hamden. Otherwise, quiet and dry in the metro area. No sign of the snow yet. It is falling, though, already along the Boulder Turnpike and on I-25 in Douglas County near Toma Road. No major issues to slow you down, though. Also affect you in the high country on I-70 from Mount Vernon west all the way to Grand Junction. Chain laws are in effect eastbound approaching the tunnel and over the Loveland and Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, cloudy and cold, 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, Copark, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adopted families. Copark is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. 80% chance of snow today, and the snow is already falling. And the high of 20. There goes John M's driveway.
Not yet.
What do you mean not yet? It's snowing outside. Your driveway's in trouble, man.
I left this morning, you know, and we had like maybe half an inch on the ground.
Yeah, well, wait till you get home tonight.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just make out of these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Non-programmable. I repeat, non-programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You pull in the parking lot, or you go to the bank,
and you
or you drive.
Walk, and you got to walk very carefully.
Well, and you drive. I mean, are people getting tense? Are they getting crabby? See, I don't notice that too much. Now, Mary says she notices it. And I don't know if people are getting into that mode or not.
I get into that mode just driving around the city hitting all those potholes that you were talking about earlier. I am so sick and tired of potholes.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy. It makes me mad because you know how bad that is for your car?
Yeah, they're all over the place. There used to be a big one. There used to be a big gaping one on York, I believe it was. And they finally got around to fixing that one. But there's several smaller ones up the road that are, yeah, you got to be careful. And I'll tell you something. This is true around these pothole situations. I was driving the other day, well, it was over the weekend. It was a Saturday. I'd gone out for a little bit, and I was easing my way over those potholes, and this guy behind me was tailgating me because he thought I was going too slow. I thought to myself, okay, Jim, you know, you run that thing over there at about 50 miles an hour and see what happens to your front end. I mean, so, but that's, you know, you get that all the time. I mean, you get tailgaters. So I don't know if people are getting nuts or getting a little crazy out there because of the weather. Can't tell.
You know,
I don't know.
I got to say, up in Boulder, they've done a great job of cleaning up the ice. And
oh well, la di da,
bragger.
That helps us, right? Those of us who don't live in Boulder, thank you very much.
Well, you know, again, it's only a community of 100,000.
Yeah, okay, so, but you can't get down your driveway, so what the hell? I mean, you can brag about the streets all you want, but your fucking driveway is a combat zone. So I wouldn't, I'd hold down that noise if I were you.
All right.
Okay, and, you know, we're not coming to get you when you slide all the way down on your rear end and are stuck down there at the bottom. We won't even be around. Turk and I'll be home in the warmth laughing. Okay.
If I'm not here later this week, you'll know what happened.
Yeah. All right, we got a ton of stuff to talk about this morning, mainly this administration. Bush said it yesterday. He said that we are not going to invade Iran. But, man, it sounds like this administration is building a case to go after the Iranians.
Yeah, they mean
that. And there's a couple of, one of the stories is that they claim that Iran, that they suspect Iran in that Karbala massacre.
Where the guys were dressed as U.S.
Yes.
troops. And
yes, and then a general says he has proof that Iran has been supplying weapons to the insurgency.
Isn't that what they said before, and then the L.A. Times story debunked that?
Yeah, well, the other thing is about the Iranians suspected in the Karbala attack. One of the reasons that they gave that they suspected the Iranians is because the people who pulled it off could speak perfect English. But you know what? A lot of people in this world speak English.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get into some of that. We're going to get into the claims that the Bush administration is trying to control the information regarding global warming. We're going to talk about gangs, and also we're going to talk about the homeless. As a matter of fact, I want to talk about the homeless coming up here in just a little bit. 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's good to have you along. Don't forget you can vote on our poll question of the day at am760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Both Lubbin and Vail Pass, so far no major wreck hotspots. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city, 3 to 6 inches south and west, high of 22. Tonight, snow ending, gradual clearing, cold, a low of 3. Right now, overcast in 17. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And now a message from Frontier Airlines, Griswold the Bear. Hungry? So is Griswold. Like all-you-can-eat buffets, so does Griswold. And if you vote for Griswold at FrontierAirlines.com, he'll install one on every Frontier flight. Griswold, hungry for change.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
The Colorado Women's Big 12 basketball season is in full swing and continues at the Coors Event Center on Wednesday, January 31st against Kansas State. Then on Saturday, February 3rd against the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Tip time for both games is set for 7 p.m. Tickets are available for both Big 12 games and can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUS, online at cubus.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 623. 23 minutes after 6, 80% chance of snow today. And the snow is falling high. Getting up to 20. Jay Marvin, along with John M. and John Turk. Now, I brought this up. Oh, John, when? Probably like last year, I think, I got into this. And, man, people called up on the phones and just went after me. And I got...
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. Or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
And author of Hell and High Water, Global Warming, The Solution and the Politics, coming up here next to talk about this whole global warming thing in the White House. But maybe somewhere today, later on in the show, I can take your phone calls on this. Because I don't want to be cold-hearted, and I'm not a cold-hearted person. But I don't know. I look at these people sometimes, and I think, yeah, okay. There's one particular guy. I'm not going to say where he is or where he stands. But there's one particular guy who, every time I see him, I think to myself, you know, I drag my fat carcass out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why can't you get a job? There's got to be something you can do. Instead of standing every day, they're holding this sign waving at traffic. And I'm not trying to take away anybody's freedom of speech or freedom of expression. And once again, I understand that there are an awful lot of people who can't work. I mean, they're mentally ill. They have problems. They have substance abuse problems. But how do you sift those out? And the amount of people that seems to be doing this seems to be growing. Or is that just my imagination and I just think they're growing, when in reality it's no worse now than it's ever been? Plus, I don't know what's going on. As I said before, I don't know what's going on where you live. Maybe you don't live in Denver. Maybe you live in Boulder. Maybe you live in Longmont. Maybe you live in Arvada. Maybe you live in Castle Rock. Maybe you live in Wheat Ridge. Do you have it there? Now, John, you live in Highlands Ranch. You see it out there?
I see him several times on the Broadway exit in C-470, you know, down in Highlands Ranch. So,
you ever given him money?
No, I feel bad for these people, for the most part. I really do. I have a genuine kind of, you know, I feel bad for most of them. I know some are out there conning, but I know a lot of them. Most of them are probably out there because they have no other option.
Do you give money?
Yeah, if I have some change in my car, and you know, yeah, I will. I do, but not a lot. You know, 25, 35, 40 cents, something like that.
Well, most of us don't have a lot to spare.
Yeah, three kids are expensive.
Listen, life in America is expensive. I've given the money before, but I always feel funny about doing it. Because I always feel like they should be in some kind of organized program or something. And also, I have trouble with this because I've had some really, you know, rough things happen in my life and have had my back against the wall financially a million times and have had terrible things go on. But I never could imagine not holding a job. So even when the times I couldn't get jobs in this business. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back and talk about this. We'll talk about it. Maybe we'll do it in the 7 o'clock hour. Keith Olbermann also had an excellent commentary last night.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Yeah, on MSNBC, and I want to replay that too. So we've got we're going to talk about Henry Waxman and what went on in Congress yesterday regarding global warming. And then also, we're also going to talk about the Congress's ability to stop the war. So we're going to get into those two topics coming up in the next 30 or 40 minutes. And then maybe we can switch back and we can talk about this. And I might have to go ahead and set it all back up again. But it's been bothering me for the last couple of days. And I really wanted to just say something on the air about it. And we'll find out what you think about it, which is, you know, one of the reasons we're here every morning. I mean, this is your chance to call and get in and give your opinion. And you can also go to our website at am760.net and vote on today's question, which is on the J. Marvin page. All right, 6:31. It's 31 minutes past the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We do have one issue for your drive northbound 25 out of the tech center. Car fire, rescue, put out. It's off on the right-hand shoulder. It's not a real big deal. So far, no wrecks yet in town. Of course, the big issue for the commute will definitely be the weather. Right now, it's affecting highways on the outskirts for the most part. I-25, C-470 in the Douglas County area, Turnpike between Boulder and Denver, Highway 6 in Golden, and I-70 in the mountains. Weather today, cloudy and cold with several inches of snow expected in the city and south and west, high of 22, right now overcast 17. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Live a better life with diabetes. Visit the free Diabetes Expo February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. And right now you can join John Michael Lyles and Amber Homes for Cruisin' the Lanes Charity Bowling Tournament at Lucky Strike Lane. February 3rd. Visit amberhomes.com and click on the Cruise in the Lanes logo to register for this exciting event. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Hello. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
It's 6:32, 32 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us. Hey, homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. The good news is you can still get that 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure that they can make their payments if rates go up, and you need to get rid of those high-rate credit cards, too. So stop worrying and take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low-pay advantage. You know what? The mortgage store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month and maybe more. The mortgage store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust them. When you call the mortgage store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it real easy. The only thing easier than getting your new loan from the mortgage store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold
almost $500 million worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Security. This is information about climate change and global warming. And if we're going to deal with it in an honest way, we've got to have science that's not filtered by somebody who might have a political agenda.
That's Congressman Henry Waxman yesterday. He and Representative Tom Davis of Virginia have sought documents from the administration on climate policy. 6:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. We're going to talk to Dr. Joseph Rome, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He's author of Hell and High Water, Global Warming, the Solution and the Politics. And, Doctor, good morning. Thanks for getting up and joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. We've known for a long time, because if you read any of the newspapers closely, we've known for a long time that this administration has put people in charge of these critical studies, or to oversee these critical studies and to oversee what goes on with the environment. People who have connections to the petroleum industry, but how much did this administration come forward and try to tamp down the information that the public would get about global warming?
Well, this administration has done tremendous damage, I think, to the global warming science. The hearing yesterday, they reported a major study that came out in which they polled federal scientists and found that 46% had experienced or perceived pressure to eliminate the words global warming or climate change from their writings. And about 43% had said that they had experienced edits that changed the meaning of their findings. So what you see for 6 years now is the administration really muzzling climate scientists and changing their own words. I mean, it's really outrageous.
Yeah, Dr. Rahm, this is John M. Good morning. I had seen the information before. Some of this came out like 2 years ago, that there was basically an oil industry lobbyist who was in charge of all this.
Right.
And he was editing scientific reports. You know, this is just staggering that they would do things like this.
No, absolutely. In fact, we learned this from a whistleblower, Rick Piltz, who testified yesterday that the White House systematically edited reports by government scientists to make otherwise strong scientific conclusions and consensus seem doubtful. And what we learned was that this was a former lobbyist for the American Petroleum Institute was doing scientific censoring, line item edits of scientific reports. And after this whistleblower quit and announced that this had been occurring, this guy resigned from the White House and within days was hired by ExxonMobil, which is spending millions of dollars to support groups that spread disinformation on global warming.
It's just unbelievable. There aren't words to characterize this. About what has gone on here with this information. But yet, you know, Doctor, there's still people, and I get emails every once in a while from people, who still don't believe that there's anything going on as far as global warming. How do you get those people to see what's really happening here?
Well, there's no question that their disinformation campaign has been very effective, and that as a result, a lot of people out there are still misled on the subject. But, I find increasingly in the last year that people are getting the message. Some of them have seen Al Gore's new movie, An Inconvenient Truth. Some of them just see how weird the weather has been. I know in your part of the country.
Oh, yeah.
In my part of the country, Washington, D.C., we had the cherry blossoms starting to bloom in January. So I think the tide is turning slowly. I think the election, you know, kind of moved the needle on the dial. But again, one of the reasons I wrote Hell and High Water was to communicate to people what I found after talking to the leading climate scientists in the country, that this is a real problem. It is much, it is happening faster than scientists had thought, and we need to take action quickly.
Yeah, now I know that this conference in Paris, where they're presenting the findings, that some scientists are criticizing the report coming out for not being alarmist enough, that it doesn't take into account the melting of the ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland.
Yeah, no, there's no question that this, I mean, there's two things to say about this report. This is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, fourth assessment report. It's a collection of all the latest scientific studies, except it isn't really the latest. They weren't allowed to use anything, any scientific studies that came out after December 2005. And we've, in the last 2 years, have learned tremendous amounts about, as you say, the melting of the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets. And most of the scientists that I talk to are very worried that these ice sheets are reaching tipping points where it will be impossible to save them if we don't act quickly. And sea level rise of 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 feet by the end of this century are entirely possible.
Yeah, I know one scientist was saying, and I guess you are now too, that we're not talking about inches anymore. We're talking about feet.
Absolutely. I mean, the sea levels are already rising more than an inch a decade. So we're going to see, and that's if we didn't increase emissions any further than we already are. But in fact, it seems likely now that by the second half of this century, sea levels could be rising 5 or 6 inches a decade. I mean, half a foot a decade. Can you imagine trying to adapt to that? This isn't a one-time sea level rise. We're talking about sea level rise that could go on for centuries.
No, if you live in a coastal area, that would that'd be rough. It's 6:41, 41 minutes past the hour. We're talking to Dr. Joseph Robe. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and the author of Hell and High Water, Global Warming, the Solution and the Politics. Let's talk about what we can do about this. Obviously, we need a change in leadership in Washington, and we need it very badly. But if a newly elected president came to you, and I ask this of all the experts who are on this show, came to you and said, okay, help us out here, and what's the first immediate thing that we need to do? What would you recommend?
Well, we need to get a price for carbon dioxide. So what you have to do is set up what's called a cap on emissions that sets a target for how much we reduce emissions, and allow businesses to trade emissions credits so that we reduce emissions steadily over time. And that would set a price for carbon dioxide, which in turn would stimulate innovation and technology deployment. So I think this so-called cap and trade system, that's the top priority that we have to undertake.
All right, this would be in the industrial sector, true?
This would be cover the electric utility and industrial sector, yes.
All right. What about those of us who drive? I mean, those of us who would love to get away from fossil fuels but can't get away from it totally, and because there's no really mass production of marketable electric cars yet, or distribution of them, or alternatives. What about that? What about that part of it?
Well, in Hell and High Water, I do lay out a complete strategy. After you have the cap and trade system, what you need to do is have a fuel economy standards for cars. I mean, we've done nothing on automobile fuel efficiency for two decades, and we've seen our oil imports from unstable regions of the world rise steadily. I mean, we're importing $250 billion a year of oil. A quarter of $1 trillion leaves this country and ends up in the hands of Iran and Venezuela and Russia and Nigeria. So we clearly have to take strong action on vehicle fuel efficiency, and I think that's sort of the second most important thing after the cap-and-trade system.
Now, how about my wife has replaced all of our light bulbs with those kind of spiral light bulbs, and she says this is a good contribution.
Absolutely. I think if people want to know what they can do at home, They can buy a hybrid vehicle for cars. But the thing for people to understand is that global warming is caused by heat-trapping greenhouse gases, and the top greenhouse gas is carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. And if you want to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, you need to use energy more wisely. And those compact fluorescent bulbs can save you $50 to $100 a year, depending on where you live and how often the light is on. So, absolutely. Another thing that people can do is look for Energy Star appliances. Look for that Energy Star label when you buy a new washing machine or dishwasher. You can wrap your water heater. You can plug leaks, better insulation. It's really mundane stuff. It isn't rocket science, as sometimes people make it out to be.
I want to convert my entire house to solar.
Well, you're in a good part of the country to do that. There's a lot of sunlight, particularly even in the wintertime. And you can buy, I would say the easiest thing to do is to go out and purchase 100% renewable power. I mean, I would certainly encourage people to look at putting up solar panels on their house, but that is very expensive. If people who just want to take a simple first move might just see if their local utility sells 100% renewable power. Usually it's new wind power, and there's a lot of good wind resource near in the western United States and up in the Midwest.
Do you think we'll ever get a handle on this, or do you think that we will just wile this away and it'll become to the point where we can't reverse it?
Well, we're going to be in a race. I titled the book Hell and High Water because I think the consequences of inaction are quite significant. I would say that it's going to be close. But right now we're doing nothing. I mean, the one...
Right. We're sitting still, basically.
Right. So the one thing you can say with certainty is if we do nothing, we're going to end up with very dire straits. We're going to end up with 20 to 80 feet of sea level rise. And in your part of the country, drought and wildfires are going to become rampant. I mean, they almost already are. So I think that everything is going to be determined by the next presidential election. We need a president who doesn't have his head in the sand, his or her head in the sand on this issue, but in fact takes aggressive domestic action and then aggressive international action. Right now, we're unfortunate that the country is run by two oil men and two guys who just don't get the science and don't believe in government as a solution.
Somebody who also doesn't get it is GOP Senator James Inhofe. You know, he's been claiming that global warming has been a hoax from the beginning, and he said it again yesterday at that congressional hearing.
Yeah, listen to this.
The Hollywood elitists and the United Nations and those individuals want us to believe it's because we are contributing CO2 to the atmosphere that's causing global warming. The science just isn't there.
Now, what do you say? What do you say to people like that guy and other people out there who buy this? What they're being told by people like this senator?
Yeah, it is hard to persuade people whose head is stuck in the sand. I just urge people to go and actually review the science. I would send people to my website, climateprogress.org, or another website by climate scientists called realclimate.org. I think everybody has to become an expert on global warming because the failure of our government to take action means we're going to be living with some consequences. And the question now is not whether global warming is occurring, but whether the consequences are going to be serious or catastrophic. And, of course, if they read my book, Hell and High Water, I think they'll get a basic introduction into climate science, climate solutions, and climate politics.
All right. Dr. Joseph Rome is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he's author of Hell and High Water, Global Warming, the Solution and the Politics. I intend to get the book. And, Doctor, thank you very, very much for being on the program, and I hope we can have you on again.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that I was reading yesterday that Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, odds-on favorite to win the Academy Award for documentary.
Yeah, and if you have Comcast, by the way, if you have Comcast On Demand, it's on there. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the On Demand section, and it's in there. You can watch it. And if you got high-definition TV, it's in HD, too, by the way.
And makes it even scarier.
Yeah, but it's worth watching if you haven't... Yeah. If you haven't seen it, and I got a guy here, and I'll just deal with him right now without even putting him on the air. who wants to get after me for being hypocritical for talking about Rockies and the global warming. You know, look, Jeff, number one, this is not NPR, okay? And we need money to stay afloat. And Rockies has backed my show and has backed this radio station from almost the very beginning. And the other thing is when we get off fossil fuels, okay, and everybody switches, Rockies will do the same thing. But Rockies deals in late model used cars, which means that there are not that many late model used hybrids out there that are available. But if they could buy them, don't you think they'd sell them? Of course they would sell them. And that's the whole point. So, you know what? I'm not going to put you on the air to sit there and call me a hypocrite. Because if you live in the real world, you know that right now it's very, very difficult to go out and buy a hybrid because they're expensive. The smart car that's being sold, which is really cool, they've got one at on display at the Cherry Creek Mall. You know, it costs bucks, too. And a lot of us don't have that kind of money. So, and a lot of us are not in the position to just go right out and be able to do these things. So when the automakers and when everybody else makes the switch, everybody else down along the line will make the switch, too. So it doesn't make me hypocritical at all. What it makes me is a hardworking guy who stands behind his friends and who supports the radio station that he's on. So you know what? Why don't you spend your time thinking about the fact that you're lucky to have the radio.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Still closed between Spear and Delaware for that sewer water line construction. You want to get used to that project? Looks like they're going to be there until May. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city, 3 to 6 inches south and west. A high of only 22. Tonight, snow ending, gradual clearing, a cold night with temperature of 3 degrees. Right now, overcast and 17. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org/Denver Expo.
This is Al Franken, AM760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase 4 select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership. We're better, we're proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, good morning. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour. The snow is falling. Be careful out there if you're driving. Chance of snow today, 80%, high of around 20. Go to AM760.net. You can instant message us. And also, you can vote on our poll question of the day. Let me carry my last comment just a little bit further. The radio station just ran ads for a transmission place and a place that sells tires. So does that make the radio station hypocritical? And I've been through this argument before with a few of you very, very hardcore listeners when we have had Walmart spots on here, which come from the network, and we don't control that. And the thing is, why is it that you don't sit back and say, okay, I understand the reality of the world, and I understand that AM 760, Progressive Talk, is a commercial venture, and therefore, in order to stay profitable and to stay on the air, we have to have commercials. And what would it be like if we weren't here, if we just went away? Would that be a better alternative? Would that be a better thing? Right now, the way the world is and the way things function and the way the ground rules are laid out, as I said before, we don't have mass distribution of these vehicles, of hybrids. We don't have alternatives. We don't have electric cars. We don't have any of these things. Yeah, you can get them, but the majority of the public either can't get them or can't afford them. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have the money to go lay out to get another automobile. Maybe you do, but I don't. That's, you know, number one. And then number two, this is the real world that we function in here. And Rockies are good people. And they're fair people. And when technology changes, they'll change too. But to call up, like this guy did, I believe his name was Jeff, and to allege that I'm a hypocrite, or the, you know, we're hypocrites, and to try to make an issue out of this, is to live in an idealistic, unreal world. And, you know, then to accuse me of being whatever, and I won't use the word he used, for not putting him on the air. You know, there's no reason to put you on there. There's no reason to debate it. Because it's the way the world works. I mean, it's the way things are. And if you don't want to live in the real world, that's your business. But from where I sit, and from where we sit here, we have to live in the real world. We have to consider the fact that you just can't go out and buy these cars. That a lot of people out there don't have the money for them, even if they were available. And that right now we all use fossil fuel. Granted, we can cut down. We can buy cars with smaller engines. Mary and I have done that. We used to have a car with an 8, and we got rid of it and got a car with a 6. And we try to be careful about our driving and how much we drive. And we try to conserve electricity at home and do all of those things. But, you know, this constant beating on the radio station, I mean, it's counterproductive, it's useless. And if you've got a practical alternative, then you should email us and tell us what it is. Because right now, I don't know of one. And thank God Rockies helps to support this radio station. And maybe you ought to take that in consideration, because they can take their hard-earned advertising dollars and they can park it somewhere else. And I think a lot of you need to take a long time to think about what I've just said.
It's It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
I am not a poster boy. I am a voice.
A voice President Bush will hear when he visits New York today. Cesar Borja is the college student who's waging a personal crusade to help sick and suffering 9/11 first responders. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Well, Frank, the president can surely expect to hear a grieving son's plea for more federal help for people like his late dad. New York police officer Cesar Borja Sr. died last week after fighting lung disease blamed on exposure to fumes at Ground Zero. The younger Borja had attended the State of the Union as a guest of Senator Hillary Clinton after promising his dad he'd fight for other 9/11 victims. Now, the administration plans an additional $25 million for 9/11-related health care. The president, by the way, will be in New York for an economic speech today, Frank.
Waste and fraud. The watchdog for spending in Iraq says it's costing taxpayers a pretty penny. Make that a pretty tens of millions. CBS's Steve Kathan's here with the latest.
This report from the Inspector General for Iraq details millions spent on projects that have yet to break ground, millions more for a swimming pool, and millions on armor and weapons that just disappeared.
A lot of what's going on in Iraq is contracted out and without competitive bidding.
California Democrat Henry Waxman, who will lead House hearings next week on where the money's gone, says what's needed.
Stringent oversight by the Pentagon and by Congress.
To make sure there's more accountability and less waste. Frank?
In Marianna, Florida, neighbors are stunned by the shooting that took the lives of a sheriff's wife, a deputy, and two gunmen.
I don't want to say, I'm shocked.
It's pitiful. My heart go out to Johnny Mac because he's a very dear friend of my family.
The state's attorney says the sheriff's wife and deputy were dead when the sheriff and other officers reached the scene. They killed the suspects. The state's attorney won't talk about a motive, but says the shooting didn't appear to be random. How many California legislators does it take to change a light bulb? Just two, apparently. They're proposing a ban on old-fashioned incandescent bulbs in favor of new, longer-lasting, more energy-efficient bulbs. Assemblyman Lloyd Levine.
They work with dimmer switches. You can get them. They look virtually the same as incandescents now. But there's a huge energy savings and a huge cost savings.
But some people just prefer incandescent light. One state senator says the government shouldn't be telling people how to run their lives. It's hat in the ring day for Senator Joseph Biden. The Delaware Democrat has said for months he's running for president. Today he filed the paper. Work. Biden's last White House run in 1988 didn't get far. He's hoping for better this time.
The way you win this is not based on polls. It's in the living rooms of the people in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina.
In Texas, they weren't terrorists, just five members of an Iraqi family who crossed the border illegally and were arrested a few miles from the Rio Grande. Immigration officials say they'll be deported. 11 other Iraqis were arrested on the Mexican side of the border last week. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Nelman,
I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A new report by two environmental groups warns that plans for more coal-fired power plants in the American Southwest will worsen the threat of global warming and undermine states' conservation efforts. The report criticizes the decision to build more than a dozen new coal-fired plants in Arizona, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Nevada. Now that Denver's beaten out New York City for the 2008 Democratic National Get-Together, the hard part, raising the millions of dollars needed to make it happen. That and planning thousands of details, too. Officials have $25 million in commitments toward the local share, and a big fundraiser is hoping to get $15 million more from other Western states. By the way, 2006 was the best year in Denver's history as far as conventions go. Rich Grant of the Visitors Bureau says a third of a million delegates attended more than 500 conventions.
We've spent $660 million in the past few years. We've doubled the size of the convention center. We added an 1,100-room hotel across the street. So we built the infrastructure, and now the word is out. Denver's become one of the hottest convention destinations in the country, as you can see with the Democrats selecting us for 2008.
Grant says the economic impact was better than $500 million, and they think 07 and 08 will be even better. And Governor Ritter is expected to sign an executive order today to establish a preferred drug list. That's a step necessary for entering a multi-state purchasing pool to help make prescriptions more affordable. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Snow definitely coming in around the city. I-25 downtown, some spots of the Tech Center. Mostly just wet conditions on the normal commuter congestion, but we do have a couple of wrecks on either side of I-25 south of Larkspur. If you're south of the Denver area, you can also expect a rougher ride, Highway 6 in Golden, possibly along the Turnpike, and for sure on I-70 in the mountains. Definitely flurries and icy spots from Mount Vernon Canyon all the way to Grand Junction. Change required on the eastbound side from Frisco to the Eisenhower and over both the Vail and the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at...
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
They're gonna jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
On issues of war...
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best health care investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
How do you see all of this, and what can Congress do?
I'm sure they have a very flattering view of Congress.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, too.
They give it very high marks, I hear. I mean, read the Constitution. Congress can do a lot of things. I mean, basically, you know, Congress can, you know, has to approve war, and Congress can end war, and the administration conducts it. So if Congress decides that they want to cut off funding for the war, they can do so. They can also condition the money. They can also cap the number of troops. They can do any number of things. They could pass a resolution right now binding that says you cannot kill Iranian agents in Iraq if they wanted to. Now, Congress often doesn't do this stuff, and I think there's a pretty legitimate question to be asked that if Congress did anything, whether the Bush administration would listen. I mean, I'm of the view that even if Congress passed a binding resolution that said you can't spend any more money in Iraq, the Bush administration would still do it somehow because they don't seem to hold the Congress, either Republican or Democrat, in very high regard. If they want to continue this war, they'll figure out a way to continue it.
Yeah, Ari, this is John M. There just seems to be a level of insanity in this administration that they are just going to do whatever they damn well please.
Well, you know, it's their war, I think, and, you know, rightly so. I mean, they decided to start it. I mean, Congress did approve it, but they were never really consulted very much in the beginning. And I think the administration, you know, George Bush thinks this is his legacy, and, you know, he'll be damned if he's going to let Congress mess up that.
But isn't it more than just Congress? It's also the American people. I mean, the American people don't want it either.
Well, the reason why Congress is acting, you know, or at least introducing these flurry of resolutions and pieces of legislation, and quite frankly, it's becoming sort of impossible to keep up with all of them, is because they need to be seen to be doing something, because so much of their election depended on voter discontent with the war, that they have to be seen as acting. That said, I think there's varying degrees to which members of Congress want to act. I mean, they're having trouble just getting on the same page to pass a resolution opposing the policy. So those that want drastic steps should realize that if that happens, it's going to take a while.
All right, what about Feingold's idea of cutting off the money, which is the power of the purse, and that old argument? And he wants to do it and is going to introduce a resolution to do it. Will he be successful? I don't think he'll be successful. I think he'll be frustrated.
No, it's a political non-starter at this point. The Democratic leadership is just not there right now. That said, what Feingold's doing more than anything is just sort of laying down a marker. And I think that probably if the war is still going on in a year or 2 years when Democratic primary voters are about to go to the polls, this will be a majority position in the Democratic Party, which is get the troops home any way possible. So I think Feingold's ahead of the public. Maybe he's not ahead of the public. He's ahead of the Congress. And people will eventually come to his position.
Do you think for now, though, that they're going to pass Warner's resolution, which is a slightly watered-down version of the Democratic measure?
Well, I think because of Warner, they don't have enough votes to pass Levin's, Biden, Hagel's amendment. I mean, when they voted in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on that resolution, it only passed with one Republican voting for it. That wasn't supposed to be the deal. The reason why the Senate is trying to pass this resolution in the first place is to get a bunch of Republicans to say, we don't agree with you, Mr. President. So I think probably there'll have to be some sort of compromise worked out between the Warner Amendment and the Biden Amendment. Warner doesn't want to negotiate, so it's going to have to be done on the Senate floor, which means it's going to be horribly chaotic. watered down, endlessly debated, and all those great things we have to thank the Senate for.
Hey, that's American democracy in action.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Ari Berman with us from The Nation magazine. You've got 18 senators who face re-election in 08. Now, they've got to see the handwriting on the wall. They've got to see that the public is not with this, that the public wants something done. How are they going to answer their constituents if they don't act?
Well, I mean, they're saying that they oppose the escalation. I mean, senators from Maine, Norm Coleman of Minnesota, John Sununu of New Hampshire, I mean, they're saying that they oppose this, so at least they're quoted publicly, and they're on TV saying this. I mean, how many constituents are really saying, oh, you voted for the Warner resolution, you didn't vote for the Levin, Biden, Hagel resolution? I mean, I honestly don't think the American public follows that stuff.
No, I don't think they would. I don't think they would say that, but I think that they risk getting some kind of backlash if 08 rolls around and we're still there.
Yeah, well, 08's still a ways from rolling around, so I think they want to oppose the resolution but not do too much other stuff that's going to tie their hands. For somehow there has developed in the Congress the sense that this is the one last shot. So there are some people that are sort of begrudgingly allowing the administration to do this because they're not ready to give up just yet.
Yeah, my personal feeling is that Bush is going to keep the troops there until he's out of office because he's not going to be the guy to take the fall for this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be a pessimist about this stuff, but I think you're absolutely right. I just don't see any way, barring some major, major disaster that we haven't seen on a scale yet over there, or just the absolute implosion of the Democratic Party, I mean the Republican Party, I don't think Bush is going to withdraw troops. I just don't see him doing it. He has no indication that he is that anywhere in his mind.
Yeah, I think he's going to ride it all the way to the end.
Yeah, and I think he may even sacrifice the Republican Party to do this.
Yes,
he did it in 06. They lost their majority because of him. Absolutely, 100%. There was other factors, but he was the key factor in them losing in Congress, I think.
I got this mental vision of Bush as Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove riding the bomb all the way down, waving his cowboy hat, yelling, Yahoo!
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I could think of some other images of him, but I won't say them.
Yeah, well, so could I. But I think you both of you are absolutely right. I think he rides this thing all the way to the end, and it doesn't make any difference how many people die, and it doesn't make any difference what goes on. He and Cheney do it all the way to the end. And my prediction is that they're going to heavily damage the GOP. But I could be wrong. Let me turn to one other thing here while I got you before time runs out. The Pentagon says it's investigating Iran's involvement in the suspected Karbala compound attack. And also, this morning, there is a general who says the U.S. has proof Iran is arming Iraqi militias, although we've never seen that proof. And the Los Angeles Times had an article that despite numerous requests for proof, the administration nor the Pentagon nor anybody else has ever provided this. Bush said yesterday that we're not going to invade Iran. But you know what? I got a feeling, Ari, he's only telling a half-truth. Because you don't have to invade somebody to bomb them.
Well, it does seem like the administration has a new policy for Iraq, which is blame Iran. I mean, every single thing now in Iraq is Iran's fault. I mean, the funny thing about this is, who is Iran helping? They're helping the very government and its allies that we've empowered.
Yeah.
So if we don't like Iran meddling, we shouldn't have put Nouri al-Maliki as prime minister. We shouldn't have let Muqtada al-Sadr run around, you know, like running his little fiefdom for 3 years over there. We shouldn't have invaded a country that's majority Shia. I mean, go back and back and forth. We shouldn't have overthrown Saddam Hussein. Who is the best check on Iran in
the
Middle East? Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That's why we armed both sides in that war. We hated both of them. And so geostrategically, you know, it was not a good move for our interest against Iran to invade Iraq. And so we're stuck, basically, now.
All right. But what does your gut say? Because my gut says that here's what's going to happen. We're going to bomb their nuclear facilities. to, number one, set that back, and number two, send them a strong message and teach them a lesson for meddling in our affairs in Iraq. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that could be the happy ending that the administration gives us. I don't think they'll do it yet, but as one of their last things they do or one of their last acts, it certainly looks like they're building towards that. I mean, there's some talk in Congress. There's been a resolution introduced that says that Bush administration needs to go back to Congress if they're going to, you know, invade Iran.
Yeah, that's Robert Byrd.
I don't think it's that simple, though. I mean, I think that, you know, Congress needs to lay down a marker pretty quickly on this. So the situation is getting out of control very quickly.
Well, he is the decider, and he doesn't care about Congress. He's shown that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think that they will listen to Congress, but I think it'll complicate their job if people keep asking them about this more and more and more. And the more pressure that's put on them, you know, that's the only way that they don't do it. I think if you just sort of give them a pass and say, okay, well, you know, do whatever you think's best, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
All right, Ari. Thank you so much for being on the program again. Really appreciate you getting up and being on. And let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that we don't wake up tomorrow morning and find out overnight that we bombed Tehran somehow. Thank you very much for being on, Ari.
Thank you.
All right, there's Ari Berman from The Nation. Let me open the phones on this. 303-713-7600. How many of you believe that this administration is working up a case to go after Iran, to bomb Iran? How many of you think we're going to do this? You know what? I believe we're going to do it. I'm convinced we're going to do it. What about you, John?
Yep, I'm convinced.
All right, anybody else agree with us? Think we're going to bomb Iran? We'll take your calls on this one, hear what you have to say. And it's also our poll question of the day at am760.net. You go to the J. Marvin page, you can answer it online there. Send your instant messages about this to am760.net. You can go there and instant message us, 303-713-7600. Four lines open. Anybody scared about this? Man, I am scared. I think that they're going to do this. I think they're going to go, and we're going to wake up one morning here, and they're going to bomb Iran. I really believe this is going to happen.
This sucker believes he's on a mission from God.
I don't know what he believes he's on a mission from, but you know what? It doesn't make any difference what we think. He just is going to do it. I just believe it's going to happen. All right, we'll take your calls coming up, and maybe there's some of you out there who don't believe it'll happen, so I'd love to hear from you either way, or even if you're just concerned about it, and it's starting to bother you about this.
Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's Relicor PM.
21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Hey, have you heard this advice from married people that you should never go to bed angry? Well, you know what? If you're disagreeing about your worn-out old innerspring mattress, that bed could be the very problem, and you're not alone. 9 out of 10 couples disagree about how firm their mattress should be. My bed, the one that Mary and I sleep on, is the answer. It's the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. With the Sleep Number bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level of firmness and support, and that's your Sleep Number. I like to call this dual adjustability. This personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. Even if you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number will mean a more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. My Sleep Number used to be 80. Now that I'm losing weight, last night I had it down to 75, and it felt great. And I'm getting just the best sleep. They had to come by yesterday and I had to take a pulse ox test overnight, slept like a baby. And when Mary filled out the log this morning and asked what kind of sleep I got, I said, well, you know, it's the best ever. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized not only to my needs, but she can have it personalized to hers, too. Sleep Number beds are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, and they come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. And now through Valentine's Day, February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, get a free luxurious down comforter with a purchase of selected bed sets, a $250 value, the ultimate in personal comfort. Supplies are limited, so visit a Select Comfort store today for complete details. There are Select Comfort stores in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The president's approval rating, by the way, is about 28%.
Al Franken.
To illustrate this chart, on radio, you have to hear it. He started his administration at right around 50%. And then he went up a little, and then 9/11 hit, and he just went way up to 90, right? And then since Election Day 04, it's been... That was Katrina.
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
25 minutes after 7. High today, 20. 80% chance of snow, and it's snowing right now. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. One line open at 303-713-7600. I've got two stories laying here. The first one, Iran involvement suspected in Karbala compound attack. The Pentagon is investigating whether a recent attack on the military compound in Karbala was carried out by Iranians or Iranian-trained operatives. Two officials from separate U.S. government agencies said, people are looking at this seriously, one official said. And then the other story, which I've got, is general says U.S. has proof Iran arming Iraqi militias. Iran is supplying Iraqi militias with a variety of powerful weapons, including Katyusha rockets. The number two U.S. general in Iraq said yesterday, we have weapons that we know through serial numbers that trace back to Iran, said Lieutenant General Raymond Ordeno. He said that in an interview with USA Today. It'd be nice if they would show us these weapons, but I want to know what you think if we're going to bomb Iran, because I don't think we can't invade them. We don't have the troops to do it, but we certainly could bomb them. We certainly could hit their nuclear facilities, try to set that back, and also send them a very, very strong message. And the president has been saber-rattling towards Iran. Now, what if Iran is meddling in Iraq? What if that's the case? What would be the proper response by the United States? That's one. And two, do you think that they're going to do this? And I really believe that they are. And I've never said this before on AM 760. And if this makes me an extremist, I really don't think I am one. I always think of myself more or less as being kind of a mainstream liberal, but I really believe that with Bush and Cheney, and I really hesitate to say this, but I really believe it, I think they've got a screw loose. And I never thought I would ever get on the radio and ever say that. But after reading that GQ interview with Hagel and looking at this, I think that they've definitely got some kind of a problem. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, listen, I'm calling to let you know, that I think, I believe that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to bomb or do a preemptive strike against Iran, wholeheartedly, in my heart, that's what I think. I'll tell you why. They have, how easy would it be for somebody, an Iranian, to walk across the border with some sort of nuclear material and explode it?
Well, they would have to have the nuclear material first to do it.
According to the Bush administration, you know, they have the nuclear material, or they're making it.
Well, see, but that's kind of in dispute, because there are some people who say that they're 10 years away. There are some people who say that they're 5 years away. And there are no leading scientists, and there's nobody who has come forward, including the International Atomic Energy Agency, that has said, yeah, this is the case. I mean, we have no intelligence, and we have no proof on what they are or are not doing, and since we have no relations with them, we can't sit down and we can't talk to them to find out what in the world they're doing, like, or have any discussion with them about what they're doing, like we're trying to do with North Korea, which, by the way, the six-party talks will resume again starting in February.
Okay, I'll give you that. However, that won't stop the administration from trying to convince the public that might be the case. If they're going to come over and explode a nuclear device, according to them, then we have 150,000 troops over there that are right in smack dab in the middle of that. If that were to happen, we have 150,000 troops that are right there that could die, that could possibly perish. So that would probably be his excuse for going, knowing full well that it's just to protect his oil interests over there.
Well, I agree with you. But I think it's more than oil.
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
way more than oil. I think for a long time people have been saying, it's oil. We're there because of oil. We're there because of oil. But, you know, if you read that Chuck Hagel interview in GQ,
okay.
and if you look at where this administration's head's at, there's something else going on there. They've got some other kind of messianic vision, some kind of weird belief that skirts reality, that they think, I guess, that you can bring democracy to countries and you can do it from the point of a gun barrel.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know where has that ever worked, with the exception maybe of Germany and Japan. But the difference there would be is that those were more homogeneous societies, and we set up their... Well, Germany already had a parliamentary background, and with Japan, MacArthur wrote their constitution, and we set that up. These folks have no background in this kind of stuff. And you know what? I've also maintained this. I don't think they want it.
No.
I'm talking about the Iraqis. I don't think the Iraqis want what we're peddling.
No.
I don't think they do either. I just called to say that, Jay. Thanks for having me on. You know, I appreciate it. First time caller, long time listener. I just know that we're going to go in and do something like that. I know this administration is, you know, they'll do it.
Yeah, you know what, Robert? I think sadly you're right. Thank you for the call, man. Thanks for being out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, remember Mahmoud Abbas?
Right.
He said that Bush told him, this is Abbas speaking, that Bush told him that God had told him to go after Al-Qaeda, and then God told him to go after Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, doesn't that scare anybody? Does that scare anybody? I mean, it scares me. Let's go to Dan in Littleton. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, congratulations on your weight loss and all that.
Oh, thanks, man.
Let's see. Cheney and Bush have had their screws loose since, I think... since they got elected, because, you know, you get all this power and all this, you know, all of a sudden I can do anything I want. And that's their whole mentality through their whole administration. But they're going good. They're going to go after Iran. And you know, everybody knows it, but everybody's kind of like, eh, well, maybe they're, because, you know, let's see, I listen to Randy Rhodes when I'm driving home. And she said back in November that there was a task force going out there to sit off in the Persian Gulf.
Right. Yeah.
To just sit out there and just wait.
Well, we had Colonel Sam Gardner on twice before about this, and we'll have him on again. And he's the one who said that, number one, that the task force was going, and number two, that he knew through his connections in the Pentagon that there were concrete plans to deal with Iran sitting on the president's desk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't hear that, and that scares the hell out of me right now. But, you know, when if I was to tell you that I hear voices and what the voices tell me, I'd be in a rubber room with a straitjacket on.
Yeah, you're right. People would look at you like you were crazy. That's true.
I mean, come on. And he's got, please, get his finger off the trigger. You know, change the codes.
Yeah.
You know, we need to do something now. Now, what is it, 72 million people in Iran?
Yeah.
I don't want them pissed off at us.
Plus, the other thing is, you know, the Ahmadinejad has got trouble over there, too. He's got trouble internally over there because the populace is not happy with him. They're not happy over the economy. He hasn't delivered the promises that he made them.
The mullahs aren't happy.
And the mullahs are not happy with him either and told him to rein in his conduct. So if we would just...
leave him alone.
You know, try to engage him. Try to talk
exactly.
to them
exactly.
instead of, like, threatening them. But you know what? I say it again. I'm like you. I mean, I don't know. It, like John M. just said, I mean, this guy's hearing voices from someplace. And I don't know where it's coming from. Dan, thank you, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Now, look, here's something we're not confronting and we're not dealing with. If Iran is fooling around in Iraq, and I believe they are.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, does anybody think they're not?
They're Shiites, helping fellow Shiites.
How do we deal with this? I think the only option we have is to talk to them. We bomb them. Boy, man, that's like poking a stick in a beehive.
Yeah, an invasion is definitely out for two reasons. One,
we don't have the troops.
And two, I was looking at my globe. I've got a real cool globe. And it's got, you know, it's topographical. And it's got the ridges on it. And, like, Tehran, you know, that's pretty inaccessible. It's surrounded. The whole western side of Iran is nothing but mountains. If we were to invade, we would have to come up through the south and make a long, long march to Tehran.
Well, we
so
won't...
logistically... You know,
well, we won't invade. What
no,
we'll do
no,
is
but
we'll hit them from the air.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right, a ground invasion would be totally off the book, so an airstrike is the only thing that we could do.
All right, so essentially we've got two questions going here. Two questions for you to answer. One, do you think we're going to take military action against Iran? Two, if Iran is meddling in Iraq, what's the answer to get them to stop? Those are the two questions
yeah,
we face.
Good questions.
Although we have no proof that they're doing any of this. Because the administration has never really given us any concrete proof. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved with the program. We'll take your calls coming up. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. The weather's still not much of a factor in the city. Wet highways, slick in areas. You still want to take it easy on ramps and bridges. Heavy stop and go southbound 225 from Parker to Yosemite for your ride into the tech center. Have a wreck on southbound Havana at Parker. And collision activity on the outskirts of the city. Westbound C-470 before I-70 had a rollover there. I-25 affected both directions south of Larkspur. And we have a multi-car wreck tying up northbound lanes of 285 near South Turkey Road in Conifer. Weather today, cloudy and cold. Lots of snow expected. 2 to 4 inches in the city.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. And right now you can join John Michael Lyles and Amber Homes for Cruisin' the Lanes charity bowling tournament at Lucky Strike Lanes February 3rd. Visit amberhomes.com and click on the Cruisin' the Lanes logo to register for this exciting event. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
738, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we were talking about this earlier. I was talking about it earlier. When we switch off of fossil fuels, Rockies, they'll make the same transition. But right now, we all use fossil fuel. And if you're looking to get a vehicle with front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive because of the crazy winters that we're starting to have, the crazy winter we've had this winter, and you're tired of sliding around, Rockies Autos is the place to go. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got everything you can think of. Toyota, Honda, Saab, Volkswagen, Pontiac, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Volvo. I mean, they've got it all. And the selection is huge. Plus, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Or get out there and get to know the people of Rockies like I have, like Mary has. People like Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Freddie Labrato. And Gerard Menard, all the good people. There's over 100 good people working at Rockies, and they work very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and, yeah, I talk a lot about them, and the reason is they're my friends, and I've bought from them, and I've sent people to them, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go. So if you're tired of slipping and sliding out there, the answer is Rockies Autos, where you get more bang for your auto buck. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good folks, good people to deal with, people of integrity, Rockies Autos.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin, right?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
760.net. And not only instant message me your answer if you can't call, but also you can go to the Jay Marvin page and answer our poll question of the day about Iran. All right, let's go to Elaine in Longmont. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think we need some kind of a lesson in civics or something. I mean, who is responsible for our already involvement in the Middle East and continued involvement or escalated involvement with Iran? That bad man, Clinton, immoral scoundrel, didn't he do something with the national debt? Don't we recall that? something good happen about the debt? Weren't we, you know, eliminating that?
Well, when he left office, there was a surplus.
Exactly. Exactly. Bad person. Anyway, who is responsible? Do we need some kind of a civic lesson about making any of these decisions based on money?
Well,
how can we afford to be there? What if we just drew a line in the sand and said, look, we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We're a country that can't afford to do this anymore.
The responsible parties for allowing this money to be spent are the President of the United States and the Republican-controlled Congress, which could never say no to him, and the fiscal responsibility lies with Congress.
Right. But what happened to, no matter what party you are, of us living under any type of morality to do with the money? That, you know, we can't even afford to do this. And what is that doing to all of us economically and to our children and their children? And, you know,
they don't
the
think
bad
that.
Democrats will have to come in again and raise taxes to get rid of the debt, and they'll be the bad people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're probably right. But
yeah.
As John was just going to point out, they don't think that way.
No, they're not thinking in 20, 30, 40 years in the future. They're just thinking of the next election cycle.
Right, right. but how is it that the money we don't have can continue to be spent? We own a small business, meaning less than 7 employees, and I promise you, we have to run in the green. We can't run in the red. And how is it that our total national government can be run this way when it comes to war spending? That's, if we're a democracy and almost 70% of us, no matter what political party we are disapproving of the war, then how does funding keep going toward it? It's amazing.
Well,
it's absolutely amazing. If you just looked at it from a business perspective, we can't afford to be there. And we certainly can't afford to escalate our involvement.
Yeah, but I've argued this case with...
Go in and
I've argued this case with conservative callers till I'm blue in the face. In other words, how do you get into a war? How do you get into a life and death struggle war, as this administration claims that it is,
right,
but then you turn around and cut taxes? I mean, what president in the history of this country has ever pulled that move?
Right. I'm one of your Bible-thumping conservative callers, but I'm not a Republican.
Well,
good for you.
So, I'm sure the party has probably left you behind.
Like, oh, my gosh, yeah. But how can you... I just don't know how this can be possible.
How it can be possible is because for the first part of this guy's presidency, up until 06 and the election, the Congress just acquiesced and went along. Number two, he doesn't listen to anybody. I mean, it's clear that he doesn't care what Congress wants or believes, what you and I think or believe. He believes in the unitary president, which, in other words, equates to...
monarchy.
You know, monarchy or dictator. And he's going to do what he thinks, and he doesn't care what we think. And this is the sad tragedy of the situation.
It's megalomania and authoritarianism. And the American people, bless their little hearts, the conservative people, were duped, too, with all this, with the false information entering into the war, et cetera. I mean, it's just all like a big hoax.
Well, it is. It's a terrible situation. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Time to go to work. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. What were you going to say?
You know who's financing the war in Iraq?
The Chinese. Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? I was reading this somewhere the other day that China has bought up so much of our treasury notes. They hold so much of our debt that one day they're going to call up Bush and they're going to say, you know, we're going to invade Taiwan. We're going to take over Taiwan, and you're not going to do a damn thing about it. Because if you do, we're going to stop buying treasury bills, and your economy's going to crash. And Bush going to sit back and say, okay, do what you want to do.
Yeah, I agree. And also Singapore is buying a lot of it, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jay and Mr. John.
Hey.
I had the TV on yesterday when they broke in. Well, they didn't break in, but whoever the host was, came in about they are investigating whether it was Iranians that killed our soldiers. And one of the first things I thought is this, their Gulf of Tonkin incident. you know, which gave LBJ the right to go into North Vietnam, and it turned out it was not real. It
right.
wasn't true.
Yeah.
But that's how skeptical I've become of our administration. When they tell us something, I question it immediately whether it's really true or not. And I think that's sad.
Well, I think it's sad, too. And I hope that Congress had now, this time, has learned its lesson. And Congress has, Congress has the wherewithal to get it together and demand proof from this guy. And that if he goes ahead and does it at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning without anybody knowing about it, that, you know, holy hell rains down. Because, you know, he's likely to do that.
I believe they're capable of doing it, yes. They certainly... with the intelligence they used the first time, you know, I mean, cherry-picked and things they knew weren't true that had already been told were not true, but they told us were, you know. And so is this thing true? I don't know. I don't know. And even, is it scary? Yeah. Is it frightening? Yeah. To think that we really can't trust our president to tell us the truth on this much stuff. Hey, I have one more observation, if you'll allow me.
Quickly.
On the right wing, the pro-war people keep saying they're bringing freedom to the Iraqis. They're bringing, well, they took Iraqi by force. They forced them into a democracy. If I rape a woman, am I giving her the freedom to have sex with me? If somebody mugs me, are they giving me the freedom to give them my wallet? It just doesn't make sense.
No, I've never bought this idea that we're going to bring them or anybody else democracy. And it gets back to this thing about... look how, I mean, I love this country, and I think we all do, but look how self-centered we are.
Yeah.
We're so self-centered. It's like, you'll do what we want you to do, and you'll do it when we want you to do it, or else we're going to make your life miserable.
Because we're the best.
Yeah, and we're that way towards everybody. And it's like, we talk about democracy, and we talk about different ideas, but we're really not interested in permitting them unless they really go along with us. Scott, thanks, man.
One short question, Jay.
Yeah.
Have your half-moons become quarter-moons yet?
Well, I'm working on it, pal. I'll find out. I'm going away today. Thanks.
Oh, are you going to tell us tomorrow?
Maybe.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, I'm going to go step on the scale today at the doctor's office. All right, 7:50. It's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up right now. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, definitely no getting away from the heavy traffic on all of our north side highways. That includes eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Boulder Turnpike loaded up as usual from Federal to the I-25 corridor. And no relief in sight for southbound 25. It's jammed up 104th to 84th. Also have several wrecks outside the metro area, including one on the westbound lanes of C-470 right before I-70. I-25 was affected south of Larkspur. And we still had a multi-car collision northbound lanes of 285 near South Turkey Road. Weather today, cloudy and cold. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city. Looking for a high of 22. Tonight, snow ending, gradual clearing, but cold. A low of 3. Right now, overcast and 17. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank encourages you to choose your save day. Then take the money you would have spent that day and don't, because even a little can add up to a lot. Learn more about save day at key.com/save day. Choose your save day today.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, the Al Franken Show presents its annual Super Bowl preview. David Brock from Media Matters will have an in-depth profile of Colts wide receiver Marvin Harrison. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress will break down the Bears ball-hawking cover 2 defense. And Andrew Logan from the Series Sustainable Governance Project will take a look at some of Miami's sexiest Super Bowl week parties, all on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
7:53. It's 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're sick and tired of sliding around out there. And it is snowing. You ought to consider getting an all-wheel drive vehicle or a front-wheel drive vehicle or even a four-wheel drive vehicle. And the place to do it is Rocky's Autos. And I talk about Rocky's a lot, and that's because my friends work there. And Mary and I have had nothing but good luck there. As a matter of fact, the car we bought, last year at Rocky's has saved our butts and my butt this winter. As a matter of fact, when I was going to get my gastric bypass, we had to drive to the hospital at like 4:30 in the morning, and it was snowing like crazy that Friday. And we have four-wheel drive, and this car has performed all winter long like a champ. So if that's something that you're interested in, something you need, get the most bang for your buck at Rocky's. Their matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 to put down. Their selection is huge, over 600. Vehicles on the lot to choose from. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. But once again, go buy a car. Well, the best place to go, any vehicle, is Rocky's Autos because you get the best deal. You can deal with the best people like Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and all the gang that work out there. That's Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Travelers today are too pampered. In my day, there were no four-star hotels. You wanted stars. You slept outside.
When it comes to finding the best hotels, you don't want just anybody's opinion.
I saw Europe from the back of a mule.
You want the opinions of other travelers like you. And that's exactly what you'll find in the 2006 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, the only hotel awards based on the feedback of millions of real travelers on the world's largest online travel community. Get the complete list of winners free at TripAdvisor.com.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Junkie's salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway Furniture available at samsclub.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 756, 56 minutes after the hour. It's snow. 80% chance today and a high today of 20. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And we're talking about going after Iran. You can also vote on our poll about this. Go to am760.net. And go to my page, Jay Marvin. You can vote there, and you can also send me an email, and hopefully we'll get to some of these and read them on the air. Let's go to Alan in Denver. Alan, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Alan.
I want to comment really quickly first on this whole God told me thing. I think this is why we separate church and state. I'm an active member of a Christian church, very liberal, I might add. And I worship a higher power that's referred to as God. Now, last time I also went to a Christian university, so I can get into a pretty good verbal debate with this with anybody on this. The whole thing about Jesus is that he turned Judaism on top of its head. And the New Testament is what Christians generally consider the true guide to what God's will is. Now, the last time I checked, even in the Old Testament, by the way, in Isaiah, it says, beat your swords into a plowshare. And Christ preached, for one thing, render unto Caesar that which is his, which means pay your taxes. So I don't want to hear about this tax cut stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's like anything else. It's like any other thing that's written down. People take the parts that suit them and they reject the others. I wonder what people's reaction is or what their reaction would be, for instance, if I got on here one morning and said, God talked to me last night.
They think you're a nut. Well, if you said would they need to bomb Iran, they'd think you're a nut. But when he says it, they think it's great. Ew.
Well, would they?
Like I said, that's why you separate church and state. It's just, and you know what? My denomination, they register as conscientious objectors because they believe God said not to go to war.
Well,
so here's an idea. Just cut it out. And if we don't figure out what it is to do, we will bomb Iran. And I'd love it if you could find a policy wonk who could tell us what John Q. Voter could do to try and stop it, please.
Well, we will. And I will.
And
I'll definitely do that. All right, Ellen, thanks.
Thank you. Good day.
We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, I'd love to sit down. You know what I'd love to do after the news? I'd love to ask you and just have you call in. What happens if I got in here some morning and said, God, talk to me? I mean, what would be your reaction to that? I really wonder. All right, we'll continue.
She was the first female president of Ireland and the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Mary Robinson February 12th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sitapani.
There's a waste, there's fraud, there's abuse.
California Congressman Henry Waxman on a federal audit that says tens of millions of tax dollars have gone down the drain in Iraq. CBS's Steve Kathan has some specifics.
There's a $4 million Olympic-sized swimming pool for the Interior Ministry, $40 million for a training camp that's never been built, and millions spent on contractor security because Iraq is so dangerous.
What we've seen from the audit reports are very disturbing.
Congressman Waxman holds House hearings next week on where all the money is gone in Iraq.
There's been no incentive to hold down the cost.
And the audit finds $36 million spent on armor and weapons that can't be accounted for. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The housing slump, it had an impact, but even with that, new government figures show the economy grew at a surprisingly strong 3.5% annual rate over the last 3 months of last year. Expect to hear more about the economy from President Bush about an hour from now, live to CBS's Mark Noller at the White House.
Frank, the new numbers on economic growth will help President Bush make his case that the economy is strong. Addressing an audience at Federal Hall on Wall Street, he'll lay out his economic agenda, which includes making his tax cuts permanent, balancing the budget, and expanding trade. While in New York, he'll meet with the son of a cop who died from exposure to toxic fumes at Ground Zero after the 9/11 attacks. Mr. Bush will announce $25 million in new funding to treat sick 9/11 workers.
How much would you pay to become an American citizen? Right now, the application fee is $330, but administration officials want to raise it to just under $600. William Ramos with the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials says that's too much.
It will put the dream of U.S. citizenship beyond the reach of many of our nation's newcomers.
The illegal immigrants picked up a few miles from the Rio Grande the other day stood out. They were Iraqis, five members of the same family, says Border Patrol Supervisor Oscar Saldana.
We did search through our databases, and no derogatory information came up as far as them being tied with terrorism.
But they will face deportation. British police are holding eight men from Birmingham, England, who were allegedly behind a terrorist kidnapping plot. One unconfirmed report says they plan to kidnap and behead a British Muslim soldier. Shabir Hussain is with Birmingham's Ludlow Road Mosque.
The local community was very much shivering and shocked. What's going on in our area? This is something new. We totally condemn this kind of thing.
CBS's Vicky Barker tells us about a kidnapping that allegedly involved the CIA.
German arrest warrants are out for 13 people connected to an alleged CIA kidnapping 4 years ago. Munich prosecutors have already said they've got the names of several U.S. agents believed to have been involved. Lebanese-German Khaled Al-Masri says he was abducted in the Balkans and then detained and abused in a CIA detention center for 5 months before the agents realized they had the wrong man.
The Dow's up four. This is CBS News.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Denver voters have thrown out the election commission in favor of an elected clerk and recorder. A special election on that idea was held yesterday, and the idea was approved by a 2-to-1 margin. The initiative was a direct response to last November's debacle when voters waited in line for hours to cast their ballots. Commission Chairman Alton Dillard says this election helped them get ready for the mayoral election in May.
So one thing that helped us speed up the process considerably this year, reconfiguring the way the counting room was laid out. Our neighbors at Arapahoe County generously lent us two extra counting machines that gave us an ability to move more ballots through in a quicker fashion.
Some criticized the special election, saying it was too hastily organized. It's the end of January. Most people have their W-2s now, so it's time to get your taxes done. State Revenue Department says there are a couple of ways to file your state return electronically.
We have two free options, which is our Colorado Net File or our Colorado Telefile.
And if you go online and file, you get your refund faster.
The good thing about NetFile is if you file electronically through NetFile, you will receive your refund back in 10 to 15 business days.
And if you're a procrastinator, you've got two extra days to file this year. Your return isn't due until Tuesday night, April 17th. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Most of our wrecks have been relegated to areas outside of Denver. Multiple problems eastbound C-470 at Bandimere Speedway. Still clearing a rollover westbound approaching I-70. Final activity northbound 285 South Turkey Road in Conifer. And we've had multiple wrecks on I-25 south of Largespur. Here in the city, our slowest stretches are southbound 225 through the Tech Center. And, of course, the southbound lanes of I-25 out of Thornton North Glen. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook, cloudy, cold, snow expected in the city. High of 22, currently overcast and 20 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This week, Office Depot has all 32-inch HD LCD TVs for only $649.99 after instant and or mail-in savings. Office Depot, taking care of business. Stop by Office Depot this week for your 32-inch HD LCD TV. Quantities limited while supplies last. Models may vary by store.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Little wrong, right. Little wrong.
minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 20. Snow. And about an 80% chance of it. Although, John M., you said you saw the sun trying to peek through.
I saw the sun coming through for about 5 minutes. And it stopped snowing for 5 minutes.
But now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Now the sun is gone. Okay, I am tempted. I really am. I'm really tempted to get on the air here. And ask people what they would say if I or somebody else, well, I guess they do that, but I guess other people do it. But if I got on here or you got on here and said, we talked to God last night, and God told us that defeating the devil in Iran was the right thing to do. But I'm going to hold that off for a minute. Because what I want to do is I want to play this commentary from Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown. Now, if you missed this, this is about the president's State of the Union address. And I don't know about you, but I thought some of it at the time was a little suspicious.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Saying, well, here they go again. I advise you to give this a real good, hard listen. Here it is, courtesy of MSNBC.
And finally tonight, as promised, a special comment on presidents and terrorism and on the seemingly trivial fact that West Yorkshire in England has a new chief police constable. Upon his appointment, Sir Norman Bettison made one of the strangest comments of the year. The threat of terrorism, he says, is lurking out there like Jaws 2. Sir Norman did not exactly mine the richest ore for his analogy of warning. A critic once said of that flopping sequel to the classic film, you're going to need a better screenplay. But this obscure British police official has reminded us that terrorism is still being sold to the public in that country and in this, as if it were a thrilling horror movie and we were the naughty teenagers about to be its victims. And it underscores the fact that President Bush took this tack exactly a week ago tonight in his terror-related passage in the State of the Union, a passage that was almost lost amid all the talk about Iraq and health care and bipartisanship and the fellow who saved the stranger from an oncoming subway train in New York City. But a passage, ludicrous and deceitful, frightening in its hollow conviction, frightening in that the president who spoke it tried for Jaws but got Jaws 2. I am indebted to David Swanson, press secretary for Denis Kucinich's 2004 presidential campaign, who has blogged about the dubious 96 words in Mr. Bush's address this year, and who has concluded that of the four counter-terror claims the president made, he went 0 for 4. We cannot know the full extent of the attacks that we and our allies have prevented, Mr. Bush noted. But here is some of what we do know. We stopped an Al-Qaeda plot to fly a hijacked airplane into the tallest building on the West Coast. This would, of course, sir, be the purported plot to knock down the 73-story building in Los Angeles, the one once known as the Library Tower, the one you personally revealed so breathlessly a year ago next month. It was embarrassing enough that you mistakenly referred to this structure as the Liberty Tower, but within hours it was also revealed that authorities in Los Angeles had had no idea you were going to make any of the details, whether serious or fanciful, public. Who terrorized Southern California that day, Mr. Bush? A year ago next month, the L.A. Times quoted a source identified only by the labyrinthine description, a U.S. official familiar with the operational aspects of the war on terrorism, who insisted that the purported Library Tower plot was one of many Al-Qaeda operations that had not gotten very far past the conceptual stage. The former staff director of counterterrorism for the National Security Council, now NBC, and MSNBC counterterrorism analyst Roger Cressy puts it all a little more bluntly. In our conversation, he classified the Library Tower story into a category he called the what-ifs, as in the old Saturday Night Live sketches that tested the range of comic absurdity. What if Superman had worked for the Nazis? What if Spartacus had a Piper cub during the battle against the Romans in 70 BC? More ominously, the L.A. Times source who debunked the Library Tower plot story said that those who could correctly measure the flimsiness of the scheme, quote, feared political retaliation for providing a different characterization of the plan than that of the president. But, Mr. Bush, you are the decider, and you decided that the library story should be scored as one for you, and you continued with a second dubious claim of counter-terror success. We broke up a Southeast Asian terror cell grooming operatives for attacks inside the United States, you said. Well, sir, you've apparently stumped the intelligence community completely with this one. In his article, Mr. Swanson suggests that in the last week there has been no reporting even hinting at what exactly you were talking about. He hypothesizes that either you were claiming credit for a ring broken up in 1995, or that this was just the library tower story, quote, by another name. Another CIA source suggests to NBC News that since the Southeast Asian cell dreamed of a series of attacks on the same day, you declared the library tower one threat thwarted and all their other ideas a second threat thwarted. Our colleague Mr. Cressy sums it up. This Southeast Asian cell was indeed the tale of the library tower, simply repeated. Repeated, Mr. Bush, in consecutive sentences in the State of the Union, in your constitutionally mandated status report on the condition and safety of our nation. You showed us the same baby twice and claimed it was twins. And then you said that was two for you. Your third claim, sir, read thusly. We uncovered an Al-Qaeda cell developing anthrax to be used in attacks against America. Again, the professionals in counterintelligence were startled to hear about this one. Last fall, two Washington Post articles cited sources in the FBI and other governmental agencies who said that hopes by foreign terrorists to use anthrax in this country were fanciful at best and farcical at worst. And every effort to link the 2001 anthrax attacks, the mailings in this country, to foreign sources has also struck out. The entire investigation is barely still alive at this point. Mr. Cressy goes a little further. Anything that might even resemble an Al-Qaeda cell developing anthrax, he says, was in the, quote, dreaming stages. Mr. Cressy used as a parallel those pathetic arrests outside Miami last year, in which a few men wound up getting charged as terrorists because they could not tell the difference between an Al-Qaeda operative and an FBI informant. Their, quote, ringleader, unquote, seemed to be much more interested in getting his terrorist masters to buy him a new car than in actually terrorizing anybody. That's three for you, Mr. Bush. And just last August, you concluded, British authorities uncovered a plot to blow up passenger planes bound for America over the Atlantic Ocean. In a series of dramatic raids, then, 24 men were arrested. Turned out, sir, a few of them actually had gone on the internets to check out some flight schedules. Turned out, sir, only a few of them actually had the passports needed to even get on the planes. The plot to which President Bush referred was a plot without bombs. It was a plot without any indication that the essence of the operation, the in-flight mixing of the volatile chemicals carried on board in sports drink bottles, was even doable by amateurs or professional chemists. It was a plot even without sufficient probable cause. One-third of the 24 tested that day, exactly 90 days before the American midterm elections, have since been released by the British. The British had been watching those men for a year. Before the week was out, their first statement that the plot was ready to go in days had been rendered inoperative. British officials told NBC News the lack of passports and plans told us that they had wanted to keep the suspects under surveillance for at least another week. Even an American official confirmed to NBC's investigative unit that there was disagreement over the timing. The British then went further. Sources inside their government told the English newspaper The Guardian that the raids had occurred only because the Pakistanis had arrested a man named Rashid Rauf, that Rauf had only been arrested by Pakistan because we had threatened to do it for them, that the British had acted only because our government was willing, to quote that newspaper, The Guardian again, to ride roughshod over the plans of British intelligence. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Bush, an anti-terrorism court in Pakistan reduced the charges against Mr. Rauf to possession of bomb-making materials and being there without the proper documents. Still, sir, evidently that's close enough. Score four for you. Your totally black-and-white conclusions in the State of the Union were based on one gray area and on three palettes on which the experts can't even see smudge, let alone gray. It would all be laughable, Mr. Bush, were you not the President of the United States. It would all be political hyperbole, Mr. Bush, if you had not, on this kind of intelligence, taken us to war, now sought to escalate that war, and are threatening new war in Iran and maybe elsewhere. What you gave us a week ago tonight, sir, was not intelligence, but rather a walkthrough of how speculation and innuendo, guesswork and paranoia, daydreaming and fear-mongering, combine in your mind and the minds of those in your government into proof of your daring do and your success against the terrorists. The ones who didn't have anthrax, The ones who didn't have plane tickets or passports. The ones who didn't have any clue, let alone any plots. But they go now into our history books as the four terror schemes you've interrupted since 9/11. They go into the collective consciousness as firm evidence of your diligence, of the necessity, of your ham-handed treatment of our liberties, of the unavoidability of the 3,075 Americans dead in Iraq. Congratulations, sir. You are the hero of Jaws 2. You have kept the Piper Cub out of the hands of Spartacus. Good night and good luck.
All right, there's Keith Olbermann. That's last night from Countdown, courtesy of MSNBC.
Guy's great.
And once again, State of the Union address, we were just lied to. But the majority of America, I guess, doesn't realize that. That's what went on.
I'm shocked.
What, that we were lied to?
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know you are.
I can't remember the last time these people told the truth about anything.
Well, I can't either. So that's a good point. It's
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
...4444 and tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here from noon to 1 each Saturday.
The Denver Broncos and the state of Colorado are proud to introduce new specialty Denver Broncos license plates. You can get a set of your very own with a donation to Denver Broncos Charities. For full details and an application form, visit denverbroncos.com/license plates. Show your Broncos pride right on your car, truck, or motorcycle with these new specialty license plates. Visit denverbroncos.com/license plates today. That's denverbroncos.com/license plates.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds parents, a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
After a couple of weeks on the road, we're back together in Team Fargo on the frozen tundra. You know, the president didn't mention Hurricane Katrina once in the State of the Union address. We'll get reaction from Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. And also, the House 100-hour plan is over. So what's next? We'll ask House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn. And why is the threat level for the Super Bowl at its highest level since September 11th, 2001?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 20. They're saying an 80% chance of snow. And I guess now snowing, that would make it 100%, right? But then it'll go down. It's supposed to go down. And tonight, it's supposed to go down a little bit, the chance of snow. It's supposed to taper off on Thursday.
And then pick up again on Friday.
I'm telling you, man. All right, it's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to answer our poll question of the day. Go to am760.net, and you can go there and answer it about Iran and whether you think we're going to go after Iran. Should I read some I'll read a few IMs, some instant
messages. Oh, yeah.
Some emails?
Yes.
Okay, Jay, I'm hearing this woman, this was a woman who was on the air calling at the time, ask who's responsible, and think the question is fairly obvious, the president, but the reason why we are in Iraq, will continue to be in Iraq for some time, are listed on this webpage, and then he gives the Center for Public Integrity, and that's Tom in Denver. This is from Ralph. He puts us a message, this is nuts. The effects of bombing Iran, increased attacks on U.S. interests around the world, Middle Eastern oil supplies interrupted perhaps forever, absolute isolation from the rest of the world, and the evidence is being contrived by this administration about Iranian involvement in Iraq. I can't dispute what this guy is saying because, once again, as I said last hour, the government hasn't proven to you and I that they're even involved. So, how do we know? How do we know that we're there? That they're there? And I believe they could be there, but we just don't know. This is from Nelson. Jay, if Bush is truly a Christian, wide range of definitions here, then bringing on Armageddon shouldn't be anything to worry about. I really think he thinks he is a prophet or something. I have a hard time believing that he is this big of a moron. If not this, then imperialist Britain reincarnated as imperialist America. Last night in Scarborough, he had a money manager from MSNBC, oh, that's that guy Kramer, on. He said if we invade Iran, gas would go immediately to $5 a gallon. He and Scarborough both mentioned that they were talking like greenies. They said we really need to get off of Mideast oil. Duh. Can they say Jimmy Carter, if it weren't for Republicans removing renewable energy incentives during the Reagan years, we would have a totally different world? And that comes from Tom. And can you imagine if gas were $5 a gallon? Think about how that would change your life. All of our lives. If it were $5 a gallon. Can you imagine that? There'd be a lot of people who would be in trouble. Here's Evelyn. It is my feeling that Iran is egging on a fight with Bush instead of him trying to start the conflict. If he Bush attacks Iran, the messianic moron will be stepping into a perfect trap. An attack on Iran will bring involvement with Syria. Our forces will be trapped. Do not forget that the Israelis could become involved. The Israelis have a real interest in Iran not getting nukes. The real wild card would be Pakistan. They have nukes and the missiles to deliver them. Could an all-out conflict in the Middle East prompt Pakistan to nuke Israel? If Bush thinks that Pakistan is on her side, he's delusional. Well, you know what? She's right about that. They play both sides of the street on that. And that very well could happen. I mean, we could have an all-out... we could have an all-out deal here. Basically, which scares me. I mean, the whole Middle East could go up. So,
this whole idea of us going after Iran is not that far-fetched. And I would hope that Congress and that you and I would make it known and would make it plain to the White House that, look, we're not saying that they're not in Iraq, but what we are saying is show us some proof. We don't have any verifiable proof of where they are nuclearly. Well, I sound like Bush. We don't have any idea where they are with their nuclear program. We don't have any idea. And, we have no proof of any of this. I mean, has anybody seen any arms? You know, the Associated Press has requested time and time again from the Pentagon to see these captured weapons that this general talks about that has the serial numbers that they trace back to Iran, but the Pentagon will never show the information. Now, don't you think they should show it to us? Don't you think the Pentagon should show us this stuff if they've got it?
Put up or shut up.
Yeah, show it to us. Where is it? That's what I want to know.
Just trust us.
Well, see, I mean, I feel like we're getting set up to get suckered again.
Yeah.
I really do. And I really believe that this guy, I believe that this administration would do it. I think that they would do it. I think they'd do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. I think they would do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Iran here. I think that they would do it, and I think that we would wake up the next morning and find out it had happened, and that'd be the end of it.
That's how it's going to be.
And I think they would do it without going to Congress.
Yeah.
And you know, we ought to get a Congress person on here to talk about this. We ought to get Mark Udall or Diana DeGette
or Ed Perlmutter
to come on here, and we should ask them about it. What would be your reaction if this administration bombed Iran and never said a word? Never said word one to Congress.
I think impeachment would definitely be on the table. I think they would. That would finally be the final straw, and they would bring articles of impeachment.
You really think so?
Yeah, I do. I think we're heading toward a constitutional crisis right now with the separation of powers between the, as you said, the unitary executive who thinks he's a monarch, and Congress who's been a doormat so long they don't know how to stand up anymore.
See, I don't think we are. You know why? Because I don't think there's enough Republicans to make that happen.
Mm.
And I marvel at the fact that the GOP doesn't apparently get what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not even willing to go along with a non-binding resolution.
I mean, can they all be that out of touch?
You know the insularity that gets bred inside the Beltway.
Yeah, but they got to see the news media. They got to read the papers. They got to know what they got to be hearing from constituents.
The only ones that are nervous are the 18, as you mentioned, the Republicans that are up for re-election in 08. The rest are counting on the short term memory of the American public.
You think the American public has that short of a memory? You really believe that people will not look back and see that we got hoodwinked into going into this war?
No, I think they'll look at that, but as far as a non-binding resolution that doesn't carry any teeth to it, I don't think any Americans care one way or the other about that. They want to see a binding resolution.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that.
But right, exactly. Because
you're not going to get it.
I think more than half of the Republican Party still supports Bush. You know, we're talking about approval rating at 30%, and how many, what percentage of Americans are Republicans? About 30-35%.
Well, that gets back to what I was talking about yesterday, which is how do you reach out to those people and how do you get them to even see what's going on?
Yeah,
I don't know of any way to do that. And what ends up happening on talk radio is that when they call in, what ends up happening is you just have confrontation.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you say, no matter how good your facts are, no matter what you got stacked up, they'll reject it.
Like that old line. What are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, well, or the senator, who's the late senator from New York?
Moynihan.
You're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. 8:32 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, the phones are loaded up, so we'll take your calls about Iran. I'm more than happy to do that till 9 o'clock. I'm very nervous about it, and we're going to have somebody on tomorrow who knows this stuff. Hopefully we'll have him on, Colonel Sam Gardner, who knows this stuff from A to Z, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. And it might turn out to be early in the morning, and if that's the case, then don't forget you can get all of this show on podcast in case you miss it. Otherwise, we'll take your calls about this. 8:33, traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. In Denver, we're still pretty bogged down. Southbound 225 through the Tech Center, southbound 25 Thornton North Glen. Otherwise, most of the trouble we're having is out of town. Have multiple wrecks, eastbound C-470 at Bandimere Speedway, cleanup of a rollover, westbound C-470 at I-70, and still had some activity on northbound 285 near South Turkey Road. Continue to see a lot of problems as well on I-25 south of the city. Have a new collision southbound at Plum Creek Parkway, multiple wrecks near Larkspur, and then up in the mountains, eastbound down I-70 approaching Idaho Springs. That one's on the curve, so watch out for it. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold, snow expected, high of 22, right now overcast and 20 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit the free Diabetes Expo Saturday, February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
French Spaniel is a very old breed. There are paintings that feature the French Spaniel back to the 14th century. Have I ever had Jackson and Coco's portraits made? Yes. But never painted. But photographed. And we put them on Christmas cards, and it was a huge hassle. Because Jackson and Coco did not want to sit still. And we love them to death. I mean, we really do love our dogs. And if you love your dogs, or your dog, then you owe it to him or her to feed them the best. And Purina One, their formulas are absolutely the best. They're the top of the food pyramid for your dog. First of all, there's real meat, poultry, or fish. That's the number one ingredient. Plus hearty grains for energy, healthy oils, and a whole lot more. And there are no fillers in Purina One. There are no artificial flavors either. You know that this balance of ingredients is working when you see the healthy changes in your pet. You can look at Coco and Jackson and see it. They have beautiful coats, clean teeth, bright eyes, and just a ton of energy. So if you want to see a visible difference that Purina One can make in your pet, now's the perfect time. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. That's 4 pounds absolutely free. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, No frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, and snow on and off today, about an 80% chance. High today at 20, at least here it's snowing again. We're talking about Iran, we have been for the last couple hours. And let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hi, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Good. The gentleman you're going to have on tomorrow had mentioned before when you had him on that he thought that they would go in, they would bomb Iran. And they also had all those ships going into the area and all the officers complaining that they didn't want to go to war. And other people have mentioned that if there were troop movements into the Gulf in January and February, we would bomb them in the spring of the year. And there are troop movements right now. And so brought up a couple days ago that when he wanted to go to war in Iraq, to the whole region, that he could go in anywhere.
Yeah, that's in that GQ article.
Yeah. So maybe he just feels that he doesn't have to ask anybody and he can go in. And he's also been talking about this for a while, the way he did Iraq, only the names have been changed.
Well, you're right. He's doing exactly the same thing again, except this time I would hope that the public, as well as Congress, would stand up and say, hey, show us some proof.
Yeah, but if he's in there already, okay, if he's in, and he doesn't have to show proof. He'll just say, you know, oh, well, that's the way it goes. But what about Saudi Arabia? They said that they've been giving money. And the two helicopters...
Wait a minute. Let me roll back to what you just said.
Okay.
About how he doesn't have to show proof.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that Congress and the American people would accept that without any proof?
If he does.
If he went ahead and did it.
If it's already done. I mean, if he does...
No, it hasn't already been done. If he did it...
I don't... Yeah.
If he bombed Iraq...
Yeah.
This morning. Tomorrow morning. At 2 a.m.,
right?
Do you believe that the public and Congress would accept that?
No, I don't think they would, but what could they do? It's already been done.
Well, they go after him.
I know what you're saying, but everybody acts like scared rabbits. I heard before the elections that the Democrats didn't have a majority, so they didn't do anything. Well, now that they have a slight majority, they are saying, well, we have to be reelected. We can't do this or we can't do that. And everybody's always got an excuse, and I think he knows that. I mean, I think they're laughing at everyone and saying, you know, you're a bunch of, you know, you just follow along like usual.
But I don't think that's the case. I don't think that they're just following along. I think they're not all on the same page, and there's like seven different resolutions there, and you've got Feingold who's going to introduce one to cut off the funds. I don't think they're just following along.
No, I'm sorry. I really do like Feingold, and I wish he would run because he's not in the pocket of any corporations or any lobbyists. But they can't get on the same resolution. They can't.
Well, because one of the things you're going to need,
yeah,
is you're going to need to have the same thing happen that happened during Watergate, and it's very, very tough to make that happen. You're going to have to get Republicans who are going to come forward, and you've got a few. You've got Chuck Hagel, and you've got a few others, but you're going to need more of them to come forward and say, Mr. President, we can't go along with this. We can't go any farther. This has got to stop. And you don't have that now. And I marvel as to why you don't, but you don't.
Because you haven't got the moderate Republicans you used to have.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
And you've also, and it's also gone on for so long. I mean, they've let it, they've allowed it. The Republicans that were in power allowed it to go on forever. And they know that. Cheney and Bush and his whole group of friends. And I mean, they want the oil. They're greedy. And this is what greed does. I mean, there's no logic behind it. And I've been afraid for a long time.
Well, I think there's I think there's a logic behind it. You know what the logic is? The logic behind it is that they have some screwed up notion that they are have been appointed or anointed by somebody, God or somebody, to bring democracy and quote unquote freedom to the Middle East, and they're going to do it at the point of a gun if they have to.
I don't see. I really don't believe that. I think that that's just an excuse. I think if they came to the American public and they said, listen, you know what, we want to go in, we want to get as much money for our friends and our cronies as we can possibly get, we want that oil and we want it now. How many people would back him up? No one. So instead of saying that, they go, you know, we really want to have democracy through the whole world. He doesn't care.
I tend to agree with Jay that I think Bush, honest to God, has this vision of himself in his own head as a gunslinger, as Gary Cooper coming into town. He's the new sheriff. He's going to clean things up.
Yeah, they have a concrete belief that we are the last standing superpower and that our role in the world is this, that you'll either do what we tell you to do or you'll get punished for it. And Saddam Hussein was supposed to be the example of that. In other words, we're going to make an example of him by going after him and showing the neighboring surrounding countries that, by God, there's nobody tougher on the block than us, except the thing went wrong.
Went south real fast.
Went south. Now they're stuck.
Okay, now if that's true, okay, if your analogy is true, that the people that they brought in to rebuild Iraq did a good job, did it properly, did it honestly, went through, you know, everybody could do a bid, and they said, okay, we're going to handle it this way, and we're going to show you what we can do, because we're going to do it the best way we can. That would have happened. But instead, they brought in people that did horrible jobs, that don't care about the country, that don't care about...
Oh, yeah, but that's...
People,
and
don't care about democracy.
But that's an example, that's a prime example of their incompetence.
Yeah.
That's a prime example of the fact that they don't know how to get the job done, that they don't know what they're doing, and that they thought by giving these jobs to people who were connected with no-bid contracts and engaging in cronyism, that would take care of it, and it didn't do it, and it's another example of how ill-conceived and stillborn the whole thing is. I mean, we had corruption in this country during World War II. The difference is, we had war profiteering, but the difference is that they took time then to turn around and investigate those people and catch them. But this administration doesn't do that.
But you see, but the difference is that the president at the time checked it out, okay? After the president now, oh, God, I use that term so loosely, these are his friends. Why should he check them out? He doesn't care. He's not going to check out people that he's given these contracts to because they're friends. So they don't care. I don't think.
Well, it's another sign of their gross incompetence.
I know they're
incompetent. The fact is, if you go and read the Hagel interview on GQ at GQ.com, and you read what he says, and you read Ron Suskind's book, and you read other books about the situation. I mean, it clearly points to the fact that they had this honest-to-God belief going back to the Project for the New American Century that, by God, you know, we're the last standing superpower, and you'll either do what we want you to do, or we're going to make an example out of you, and it has blown up in our faces.
I still feel that I know they're inept. I mean, that's so obvious, it's unbelievable. You see it every day, how bad they are. But I just really think
that he doesn't care. And
okay, well, I don't
treason.
Think he I don't think he cares either, because I think he cares more about himself than anybody else. But you need to go. But you need to go read those things.
Yeah.
Go read.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Eastbound I-70, it's there on the curb in the road approaching Idaho Springs. Cars are coming up on that pretty quickly, so you want to watch out through there. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold, expecting snow in the city, high of 22 degrees. Right now, overcast and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's Relicor PM.
The president's approval rating, by the way, is about 28%.
Al Franken.
To illustrate this chart, on radio, you have to hear it. He started his administration at right around 50%. And then... he went up a little, and then 9/11 hit, and he just went way up to 90, right? And then since Election Day 04, it's been... that was Katrina.
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work? Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Then you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
The Colorado Women's Big 12 basketball season is in full swing and continues at the Coors Event Center on Wednesday, January 31st against Kansas State. Then on Saturday, February 3rd against the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Tip time for both games is set for 7 p.m. Tickets are available for both Big 12 games and can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUS, online at cubus.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels. wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your own personal Jesus.
I love this song.
Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
Like Johnny Cash.
Your own personal Jesus.
High today, 20. Snow.
Someone.
All right, Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I should really read this guy's letter after 9 o'clock. Yeah, I have no idea. You know, let me tell you, well, I'll save it till after 9 o'clock, and I'll just say it after 9. I'm my own worst enemy. I really am. I really am. I really need to retire. I really do. I need to go on and do something else. Let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine, sir.
Great, great. This is Harry from Boulder calling.
That's who I believe that I said it was. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. I'm thankful for your recovery.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I also, speaking from the conservative slant of things, which I do quite often, I share your concerns for our country. The way this administration has cooked the books and manufactured intelligence, and they have quite a history of it now. I wouldn't trust a word they have to say, unfortunately, and that's kind of a sad indictment to have against the leadership, but they already have the forces necessary in the Persian Gulf to close off the Strait of Hormuz with a naval blockade.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which would, in fact, be an act of war, but which would also cause the Iranians to strike back. Somehow.
And the price of oil would go to about $150 a barrel.
Absolutely, absolutely. And who would that satisfy more than Bush and his oil cronies? Guys, this is not a left-wing or a right-wing concern. It's an American concern. And I would love to see everybody who listens to your program, Jay, call their congressman, send them a fax, send them an email, with their concerns. This needs to stop. It needs to be ended.
Well, I would agree 100%. Why do you think it is, though, that people who are on the right, why do you think it is that they support this or turn a blind eye to all of this?
Jay, we have been lied to. The conservative movement was hijacked by these maniacs, and they are the largest threat to our constitutional republic since the war between the states. It's very scary. I don't put anything past these maniacs. Not a thing. I wouldn't be surprised for them to manufacture anything as a pretext to striking the Iranians and drawing us into a conflagration over there in the Middle East that could be tantamount to starting World War III. It's a very, very frightening situation to anyone who studies the area and their history. I'm
man,
sorry.
Man, you're scaring. You know what? You're scaring me even more.
Well, I think the truth needs to be told, and I think the chips need to fall where they need to fall, and I think the people of this grand country need to take their country back, and the Congress needs to step up and realize that this last election cycle, the people have spoken. They're tired of it. They're sick of it. And they need to take an action.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. But what we're going to need to do to reverse this, though, unfortunately, I believe, is we're going to have to get it through some people's heads, and I don't know how to reach them, that it's exactly what you said. This is a bipartisan. This is a bipartisan issue, and it's not right or left, but there are people out there, man. There are people out there, man, on the right who support this or who want to turn a blind eye to it. How do you reach them? You know, if you knew how to, if you had the magic key to get to them.
I talk to people every day, Jay. I talk to people every, like you do, although you have a microphone and a better grasp and voice.
Well, I try to too, Harry. Listen, we're going to have to continue this conversation another time. I hope you will call me again. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks, Harry, and have a good day.
You too, sir, and God bless America.
You got it, pal. See you later. All right, we'll continue this. If you want to stay on the line, okay, we're going to move into open phones right after 9.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Awful night.
Beth?
My erosive acid reflux.
Haven't you heard of Protonix Pantoprazole Sodium?
What?
Protonix. One daily tablet helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep, even helped repair acid reflux damage. Plus, I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan.
Right. Gotta go.
Where?
To see my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 866-794-ACID to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's the economy. That's the message on the president's mind as he speaks in New York City shortly. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
As he issues a glowing report on the economy, President Bush will endorse a politically popular issue. He'll question big salaries and bonuses for corporate bosses. At an economic hearing this morning on Capitol Hill, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says all is not well with the middle class.
We need to throw away the old map that has been favoring those with influence and wealth and leaving the middle class behind.
But the administration rejects that. The president today will point to a new report showing strong third quarter economic growth. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's a fortune, and the government says it's been wasted in Iraq.
What we've seen from the audit reports are very disturbing.
California Congressman Henry Waxman, who will chair hearings next week on the tens of millions of dollars the audit says have been thrown away in Iraq. Among the big ticket items, $40 million for a training camp that was never constructed, $4 million for a swimming pool. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says he has a plan that will force President Bush to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. He plans to introduce a resolution that would cut off funding for the war after 6 months. But Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says that would send the wrong message to U.S. troops. New information on raids this morning that British authorities say cracked an alleged kidnap plot. Live to London for the latest from CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Nick, 8 suspects arrested in pre-dawn raids on homes in the English city of Birmingham. And this just in from police official David Shore.
I can confirm that just in the very last few minutes, we have arrested a 9th suspect on the motorway in the Birmingham area.
Police will not confirm reports the suspects were planning to abduct and behead a hostage and then post the beheading online. The alleged target, a young British Muslim soldier. If confirmed, these reports speak of a sinister new chapter in the war on terror, or rather, in the terrorists' war on us.
is going to get much more expensive to become a U.S. citizen. The administration wants to jack up the application fee from $330 to $595 and to raise the charges for becoming a permanent resident from $325 to $905. The move's opposed by William Ramos of the Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
This is the first time that most folks who are going to become American citizens have contact with the United States government, and that is the wrong foot to start on with them.
The government says the increases are necessary to keep the system running efficiently. Let there be lights, but in California, Assemblyman Lloyd Levine doesn't want them to be incandescent lights. He's expected to introduce a measure this week that will make California the first state to require standard bulbs be replaced by the fluorescent variety by the year 2012.
They use significantly less energy to produce the same amount of light.
Levine's dubbed his measure, "How many legislators does it take to change a light bulb act?" On Wall Street, the Dow is up 39, the NASDAQ is up 3. This is CBS News.
Want to watch the football game of the year in high def? Office Depot can help with unbeatable prices on LCD and plasma HD TVs. Plus, Office Depot can deliver and install your TV. See store for details. Hurry into Office Depot or go online because these deals won't last long. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your score and report. A nice condo could make you
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Now, the Denver's been or has beaten out New York for the 08 Democratic Convention. The hard part, raising the millions of dollars needed to make it happen. Officials have $25 million in commitments toward the local share. A big fundraiser is hoping to get another $15 million from other western states. Speaking of conventions, 2006 was the best year in Denver's history. Rich Grant of the Brisbane's Bureau says a third of a million delegates attended more than 500 conventions in the Mile High City.
We've spent $660 million in the past 3 years. We've doubled the size of the convention center. We added an 1,100-room hotel across the street. So we built the infrastructure, and now the word is out. Denver's become one of the hottest convention destinations in the country, as you can see with the Democrats selecting us for 2008.
Grant says the economic impact was more than $500 million last year. They think 07 and 08 will be even better. A bill to strengthen unions is heading to the state Senate. A committee gave tentative approval to that measure, even though business leaders showed up at the state capitol yesterday to oppose it. Union members were present supporting it. Colorado's the only state in the country that has a law which required two elections to be held to establish a union. Governor Bill Ritter expected to sign an executive order today to establish a preferred drug list, a step necessary for entering a multi-state purchasing pool to help make prescriptions more affordable. Supporters say that pool would help Colorado save money on drugs it buys for people covered by Medicaid, the health insurance program for the poor, or the working poor who don't qualify for Medicaid and can't afford prescription drugs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A few slow pockets in the city. Southbound 225 through the Tech Center, eastbound 6 of the Boulder Turnpike, at your I-25 merge. Really, the issues are outside of town. Still tough due to slick conditions and wrecks. Southbound 25 at Plum Creek Parkway, both directions of I-25 having trouble near Larkspur. C-470 has been tough between 285 and I-70. And in the high country, watch out for a wreck on the curve eastbound I-70 at Idaho Springs. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cloudy and cold. 2 to 4 inches of snow expected in the city, 3 to 6 inches south and west, a high of 22. Tonight, the snow ending.
We're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say. 9:08, 8 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snow today, high only of 20. I'm just looking out the window to see if it's snowing now.
Very lightly.
Very lightly, yeah. Needless to say, though, it is. Now, do I want to get into this?
I'm waiting with bated ears.
I got this guy who emails me. He believes in his mind that you are a right-winger in disguise and that you once went by the name of John Marshall and worked on, what, KGAB, wherever the hell that is?
I never heard of that. No, I never went by John Marshall. I never worked on KGAB.
Yeah, he also says that you worked on KCOL.
I used to do a couple of newscasts on there, like 10, 11 in the morning.
He says you were hosting a pro-Republican Dem bashing show as John Marshall.
No, that was not me. I don't even know who John Marshall is. My name is M. E-M-M. Not the M is not, there's not just a single standalone M that stands for something else.
I mean, this guy is a real piece of work.
All right, well, now he knows.
No, that'll never convince him. And see, this is all my fault, because I answer the emails of people like this, and then what ends up happening is you start getting involved with them, going back and forth, and it becomes this big deal. And I know that every other talk show host in this building just eliminates emails like this and doesn't bother to answer them because they're so full of it.
Yeah,
and I just shouldn't have gotten into it.
Sucked into the vortex. It's not me. I'm John M.
It's just unbelievable.
I get letters sometimes.
Should I just email this guy and just go screw off?
Yeah, I want you to do that.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
In fact, I have never voted for a Republican in my entire life. Not once. Nada. In 1980, I did vote for John Anderson. I threw my vote away for president and voted for Anderson.
No, come on. Let's have a Stalinist show trial. Let's dummy up some witnesses and then purge you from the radio show.
Find a picture of me with Ronald Reagan. And
that's right. All right, it's open. You know, who do you
me
think
and Ann Coulter doing disgusting things.
Yeah, I can get out the torture kit if you want, Jay.
Yeah, who do you think you are, Mitt Romney? Who now it's come out he's contributed to Democratic candidates back in 1992.
Yeah.
That ought to play good at Bob Jones University.
Can you spell flip-flop, boy?
Yeah. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Let's move to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tim?
Yes, I'm here.
It's your turn. Hi.
Hi there. Say, I'm calling concerning the topic of Iran. And
sure, go ahead.
It scares the bejeebers out of me like it does you. One of the things, facts that I haven't heard in the media lately is that, people are thinking that Bush's orders to be able to shoot
kill any Iranians that they find?
Is going to be contained at the Iraq border. But one thing I have to remind folks of is that we've had news reports for over a year that we have forces on the ground in Iran. We have units working with the MEK, the resistance group, and they're identifying targets in Iran, and we have drones flying all over the place. So.
Yeah, that's very, very true, and Colonel Sam Gardner has been on there to talk about that, and hopefully we'll have him on again tomorrow morning to talk about this.
And the thing is that when you have that much activity across the border, how is it going to be contained? How is it going to be stopped?
I don't know.
It's a witch's brew. You light a small match to it, and the whole thing goes up. I mean, how do you prevent it from escalating, particularly when the interests of both parties are really in favor of the war? A war would guarantee that the mullahs stay in power, and the Bush administration may be deluded enough that they think that there wouldn't be any possibility of impeachment if we're in the middle of a shooting war.
Yeah,
so the interests of all the parties are, pushing us into this conflict.
Yeah, I think it's very plausible. Because I think the Iranians, on one hand, are scared of us, but on the other hand, they're operating in the same blind situation that we're operating in because there's no contact. And you're right. As long as, and once again, this is where the United States always plays into people's hands. If we threaten them and saber rattle, which this guy can't seem to get enough of, I'm talking about our president, then it evokes nationalism out of the Iranians, and they stop concentrating on the fact that Ahmadinejad has not delivered what he promised he would during his election campaign, that they are tired of the government, that they would like to get some change, because then they feel threatened and they rally around their government and their flag. And we're just playing right into their hands. And then what Ahmadinejad does is he blames it on us.
And the best approach that we could use in this situation really is to have a is to sit down and talk to them and
right.
normalize more or less normalize relations and you know let the sociology of Iran take its course, which is you know very much against the long term continuation of power on the part of the you know their religious their religious right.
Yeah, I talked to a reporter who came back from Tehran several weeks ago, and she said the young Iranians love Americans.
Yeah, they love us.
More than any other people in the Middle East, probably.
Yeah, they do. They do love us. But the problem is we can't... We you know what? Here's the thing. We can't deal... I've said this a number of times, and it's really true. We can't deal with our own dark past when it comes to third world countries.
Yeah,
and then we can't figure out why they don't like us and resent us.
And we overthrew a democratically elected
right.
government in Iran.
I mean, if we went to them and said, "Okay, look, you know what? We should have overthrown Mossadegh. All right, that was wrong. We shouldn't have installed the Shah. Okay, that was wrong. We shouldn't have gotten involved with Saddam Hussein and armed him, which cost the Iran-Iraq War cost untold number of lives. We should have done all those things. We admit to that, but." You doing what you're doing, or allegedly what you're doing, that's not right either. And why don't we try to start from some kind of common ground? Well, see, we can't do that.
And that's what you just said. Absolutely perfect.
We can't do that.
Yeah, this is the triumph of ideology over fact-based reasoning.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And
one of the great dangers in the world.
Right, exactly. And one of the problems is the majority of the American public has no idea about this history, and so they don't have any idea, and we don't know anything about each other, and we don't there's no exchange. And we've done this time and time and time again, and it has always brought us bad results, and you would think that people would sit up and go, okay, look at the past history. We have done these things, and it hasn't worked, and it's not been good. But we don't. We don't do that. And then we can't figure out why it is we're in trouble with all of these folks. Tim, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Do I got time to squeeze one more in? Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Great to hear you back in Colorado.
Thanks.
You know, this is the militarization of globalism. We went into Iraq with the full intentions of creating a protracted war over there. Control of Central Asia is part of the PNAC's doctrine of full spectrum dominance, and that's what we're doing. We're building the biggest embassy in the world over there, and that's going to be nothing but a trade center for parting out these nations to our favorite corporations. And parting out their infrastructure, talk about Muslim and all this terrorism. It's all blowback from our foreign policy. They're restructuring the whole military for counterinsurgency. Insurgents are the people in these countries. So when we go into these countries, our military is going to be more prepared and equipped to just put down these people and put our ways in power. These people aren't Republicans or Democrats. They're renegade raiders. That's what they are. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, 1997, explains everything that's going on now. We're in dangerous straits, and I think we don't have a government in this country anymore. We have a junta, a ruling council, and the Democrats have been just rolling over like dead fish for this stuff. The Military Commissions Act is the same as the enablement doctrine given to Hitler, that he could do anything he wanted. It was the government that gave that to Hitler. He didn't
the only trouble your theory though about that part is that the Democrats have stated openly that they're going to take a look at that and that they're going to rewrite part of it. And second of all, we're not living in a country with a junta. We do have democratic elections here. You can go to the polls. You can change things around. But to make a massive change, it takes time for it to happen. And I'd like to see the Democrats be more aggressive. But you have got Russ Feingold, who is going to attempt to try to get them to vote on cutting off the money. And then there's the other part of it, if you look, which John and I have been talking about all morning, is that these folks in power have this idea, this messianic idea, that they were going to convert the whole region and that Iraq was just going to be the first stop. And you ought to go to GQ.com and read the interview with Chuck Hagel, where Hagel talks about the proposal that the White House first sent to Congress and the Senate over authorization to use force in Iraq, and it didn't read Iraq, it read anywhere in the region.
I know.
Because they wanted to go everywhere. And, you know, the next place they wanted to go was Tehran, and Hagel, Biden, and the rest of them stripped that language out and changed it.
Yeah, but you can, this government, it doesn't work in a timely enough manner today. This guy can do whatever he wants now. And the use of force resolution is null and void, because that the Democrats have all these arrows in their quiver to use, and they're not. They could. This government's in default. We gave him the use of force resolution, and he wanted that. He said, you know, just as leverage to use in negotiation. He didn't do that. He just went right in there. Anyway, that resolution is no good anymore because it was all based on lies. They gave it to him based on lies.
Well, you know what? I think everybody agrees with that. But the thing is that there are more and more Republicans starting to stand up and starting to mouth back to the president. And Congress is slowly but surely starting to reassert its authority. And we'll hear more from them as this fiasco grinds on. But like any other democratic process, they got to find their way out of the fog that they're in. I mean, how many weeks has it been since November the 7th? All right, thank you. I appreciate the call, Jim. It's 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here. Don't forget, you can vote on our poll at am760.net about Iran, and just go to the J. Marvin page, and also...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM 760.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Who was a bit of a socialist and wanted to nationalize Iran's oil wealth and national resources, and the CIA went in there and overthrew him.
Right, but that wasn't our focus.
In the Cold War. You're right.
Right, it was communism then. Yep. Now it's now it's what it is, and it's all about it's all about oil. So the next moving on to the next subject is talking to God, and we've got a president who says I talk to God. Now I'm as a follower of Christ, I don't like to say Christian because too many people get lumped into that big thing.
Right.
And like the lady who called earlier and said she was a Christian, but a liberal Christian, which I'm not exactly sure what that means. But, the whole concept of talking to God, to me, it goes across, you're Jewish, I'm Christian, prayer. We pray and we hope for, insight and guidance and whatnot. And that, specifically that's what the Bible teaches us. You work out primarily out of the Old Testament. I use the entire Bible. And so I've only ever met one person in my life who said, I heard the audible voice of God. And in the back of my head, I'm going, okay. But I tell you, it's not my place to say. Maybe they did. Maybe they did. I don't know. But what I do know is God speaks to people in a lot of different ways. And I'm speaking from experience. God speaks through one, his word, the Bible. And quite frankly, I've spent time in prayer and said, I'm looking for this answer. And I've actually gotten answers like through little bits and blurbs of music or movie or another person will come to me and say, hey, man, this was, you know, I was thinking about this and thinking about you. And it's directly tied into whatever prayer I may have, you know, thrown up at that juncture in my life. So, you know, I think God can speak to us in a lot of different ways. I think the thing we have to keep in mind is, you know, don't take it quite so literally where, you know, Jerry, this is God.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If somebody came to you and said, hey, God spoke to me, and you went, well, what do you mean? Well, yeah, God spoke to me last night.
Yeah, and I've had
He said to me, you will, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you said, wait, you heard his voice?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what did it sound like? I mean, would you think... What would you think about that?
Like I said, I've had it happen to me, and it was actually only a very short period of time ago. It was my neighbor who lives up above me, and he said
that God spoke to him?
He told me that he heard the audible voice of God, and this is what God said. And it had to do with his mother had just died, and he was, you know, and anyway, the particulars aren't important, but he said, you know, I heard God's audible voice. And, you know, so I'm not going to go, well, you're a Looney Tune. I'm not going to say that to him. Maybe he thought he heard God's audible voice. Maybe God did speak to him. I don't know. It's not my place.
See, in the old days of talk radio, I would say...
You're a nutbag.
You're a nutbag. Get off the phone.
You know what I will...
But I wouldn't do it now.
Right.
You know, I just kind of go, yeah, okay.
Right.
What I will say here, being a recovering alcoholic, I've heard stories about people in the late stages of alcoholism who do have auditory hallucinations.
I suppose anything's possible.
Well, suppose they come to you, and they're not an alcoholic.
They're just nutcases.
Well, listen, I worked with a guy in Chicago in the 80s. I'm not mentioning his name.
All right.
I don't want to get sued, but this is the truth. It was a country music station, too, by the way. He flipped out on the air, started claiming that Jesus was talking to him, and wouldn't play the stuff that was on the playlist, and started playing gospel country, and swore that's all he would ever do until management, like, got hip to it and sent somebody down there, and they, like, yanked him off the air, and... Sure enough, he gets a job at a Christian music station in Los Angeles.
Right.
I mean, but he claimed that Jesus was... All right, now, if somebody did that, if somebody came, was on the radio and flipped out like that and started doing that, I'd dial 911 and have the paramedics come, you know, and strap the guy down and give him a shot of something and take him to the psych ward, wouldn't you?
Right. Again, I mean, it's, you know... What did he mean? You know, is Jesus' audible voice
coming into his head? Yes, he claimed he was receiving words from Jesus.
So he started playing Dropkick Me, Jesus, to the Gulf
no.
of Life, right?
He was playing the Happy Goodman
concerned.
Family and stuff.
Right. I'd definitely be concerned. But again, you know, miracles happen, you know, and I'm not going to tell somebody.
Wait, Steve, what would be the difference between that and mental illness and schizophrenia?
Well, you're right. None. I agree. I mean, I for one, I've been a Christian basically my entire life, and I have never, ever once heard the audible voice of God. Now, do I pray and have my communication, you know, with God via that way? Yeah.
Of course.
You know, I think that's normal. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes, that's right. I agree.
Know? And I believe that God will, you know, affect or answer your prayers in a variety of ways. It's never been an audible, hey, Steve, this is God, and this is what I want you to do. I don't think it ever will be. Now, when I stand before him, I get to ask him and go, yo, what's up? How come you never spoke to me? And so, you know, those are all the unanswered questions that we don't know. And
see, I want God to speak to me, and I want to hear him speak to me like the God in the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all would, because that
Moses.
Would see that would answer all of our questions, and the reason that doesn't happen, I believe, the reason that doesn't happen is because then that eliminates the need for faith. If we could speak to God,
yeah.
then there'd be no reason
yeah.
for faith.
Yeah, I see that. That's a good point. All right.
And that's what it's about. So.
I got to go get some traffic. You're a great caller. I hope you'll call again. You're marvelously entertaining and smart.
Right,
no, he's not. You. He's not being facetious either. He's
no, I don't think he's either. Thanks, Steve.
All right, see you guys.
See you, Steve. Nice guy.
Yeah.
This is
God. I'm going to put you on AM 760 so you can be punished. You'll get crazy emails. People will make accusations. I'll teach you a lesson for hanging up on all those people in the 90s and making all of those people crazy in the 80s. You'll pay for this like you've never seen.
Now, wait a second. Was that God?
And plus, you'll get up every morning and talk to yourself. That's God. All right. 9:37.
You know, I used to drop acid and put on.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that.
And put on Black Sabbath in 78.
Yeah, okay.
And
right.
I see God, but I never heard God.
Right. Well, I used to drop acid too, and I never heard God. But
no
way. God never even talked to me.
No, never talked to me either.
Gina, have you ever dropped acid? No, I'm just kidding. Gina, I'm sorry, Gina. Gina,
hey,
you okay?
Don't underestimate me. I have a past too.
Oh, you have taken acid?
No,
what,
I did not.
What's like window panes
not.
Or a Berkeley speckled
I did
orange
not,
or
no, I never,
Osley purple? What was your choice?
I never did hallucinogenic drugs, but
when you smoke a
I did
pot?
Just about everything else.
Smoke a little weed?
Yep.
Snort a little meth?
No. Coke.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
You? Cocaine?
Hey, if Barack Obama could do it, Gino. Good
that was a long, long time ago. But
Did you snort it through $100 bills?
Sure.
Or did you use a straw from McDonald's? You roll up to McDonald's. Hey, could I have like 25 straws, please? What do you need 25 straws for? I go through a lot of them. Now, 25 straws, please. My high point in life, snorting cocaine in the parking lot of McDonald's at 6 o'clock in the morning off of a McWhatever wrapper. All right, how do we get off on all this? Can we just do the traffic and get out of here?
Let's do. Outside the city, still pretty tough. Slick conditions, wrecks. We've had a lot of that going on both directions of I-25 near Larkspur down south. C-470 from 285 to I-70 had some issues. And right now, Boulder bound on the turnpike, we have a box truck on fire right near Federal, but it doesn't look like it's blocking any traffic lanes. Weather today, cloudy and cold, 2 to 4 inches of snow in the city, 3 to 6 inches expected south and west. High of 22, right now overcast and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now, here we go. Some guy called up and asked if I remember the McDonald's coffee spoons. I used to wear it around my neck on a string. 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour. And a high of the day at 20, snow. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. And let's go to Ken and Parker. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Those McDonald's straws, man, that brings back some frightening memories.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Holy man, I hadn't thought about that for years, but yeah, they were bigger and stronger.
Sure, that's right. You could get more volume out of them.
What a couple. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, man. We're idiots, aren't we? We're really jerks. Don't let.
Yeah, but at least, you know what, though? At least we know it. You know?
Well, that's true.
Admit it. I'm the first to admit I'm a knucklehead.
Well, yeah, at least we're not up on Colfax tweaking our brains out. You know, stumbling down the street. You're right about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the same club as John M., and I'm sure John heard all kinds of stories, and I bet you if you picked his brain a little bit, I bet you he'd have some stories about God. That's not what I called about at first, but you guys started talking about it, so I'll stick with that. You know, I'm not a religious person. I actually hated religion forever. The reason why I hated it, because I knew nothing about it. The only thing that I really knew about religion was what I had seen on television, and it was usually documentaries about wars and things like that.
Yeah, and people also use it as a reason to persecute and ostracize others.
Well, I'm not religious now, and, you know, I'm in a lot of churches, but I haven't gone to church in years, and they've never really done anything to me personally, so I could, you know, care less either way. But it's just a good way to control people, you know. That's what the Nazis were about. I mean, that's how they really figured out how they could get into power here. They looked at history, and if you go back into history and you look at any organized civilization, there's a religious tint to it.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to, you know, but it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I know lots of people who are religious who do not wear it on their sleeve, do not stick it in your face, and are basically out there doing good things and doing good things in the community, and they're doing good things with their families and their neighbors, and there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with having spirituality. There's nothing wrong with having some structure in your life, and not everybody is like that. But the problem is that one segment, and I have a tendency to fall into this too, one segment of religion gets the most attention, regardless of what the religion is. And that's usually the authoritarian element. And they're the ones who go out of their way to make your life, my life, and everybody else's life, except themselves, miserable. And I even think they make themselves miserable.
Yeah, they don't make me miserable because I feel sorry for them. I treat them like a sick friend, you know.
Well, they try to control your life, though. You know, they're into trying to either get laws passed or use the courts and do all of that stuff. And meanwhile, there's this whole large group of people out there who are, you know, basically off doing good things and basically are decent, hardworking individuals who have, you know, who basically are not interested in having these conversations. And it's, we have a tendency to forget about those folks.
Well, yeah, and that's a fact. And we as American citizens have a responsibility to defend this democracy, you know, not by a gun, but by talking to people civilly, nicely, you know. If the mega church down the street is doing a bunch of good stuff for the community, and they've got a few things that I don't agree with. Well, you know what? It's none of my business. I don't agree with any of that mega church stuff. There's one right down the street from my house. It is massive, and there's hundreds of cars in that parking lot. And most of the people in there are just in there to be Christian. Well, I could care less. But the ones that need to yell and scream and get up on the pulpits and tell everybody what to do, those people, they would be kooks if they weren't religious. They would be, you know, they'd be selling Amway. So it's not the religion, it's not the Christianity that's going down the wrong path. It's the people that they let run the place.
If you take any written type of ideology, anything, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Marxism, you name it, you're going to run across people, man, who are going to take that stuff and twist it to fit their agenda, whether their agenda is making money or seeking power or controlling other human beings.
Oh, yeah.
And those folks get a lot of attention, and the people who are honestly trying to live life up to the word in all of those faiths and in all those situations, they're the ones who are never, ever, ever going to get basically any publicity. And that's really, really sad. Ken, thank you, man.
God tells me I don't want publicity. I don't need publicity.
That's right.
That's not what it's about. You know, these guys never say they're God, but they always say they've got a direct pipeline to God, and this is what he told me to tell you to do.
Right. Live
every
it.
Time.
You know what? Live it. Don't say it. Right. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Honey, I bought an HDTV. Now we can enjoy the big game.
Where's all the other stuff?
What other stuff?
You know, HD accessories from Radio Shack. Monster cables, HD antenna, wall mount, and that home theater system.
I forgot.
Let's recap. You forget to take out the trash. You forget our anniversary. You even forget my name.
Well,
I let all that go. But an HDTV with no HD accessories? My parents were right about you.
Don't forget, for expert advice and a big game HD experience, go to your neighborhood Radio Shacks.
Office Depot taking care of...
Energy Hogs want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, Hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding! What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of Energy Hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight Energy Hogs, log on to EnergyHog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, EnergyHog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Sure, they can make their payments if the rates go up, and also... You know what? If you've got high credit card rates, man, you need to get rid of those too. So stop worrying and take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month and maybe more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company you can trust. When you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it easy. The only thing that's easier than getting your new loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
92, it's 52 minutes past the hour, and snow. Yeah, it's just kind of flurries. I don't know if you call that flurries, but it's not much. Thank you, John Turk, for the Stones. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. All right. Here's another one of these emails. You see, I just can't. There's no. You know what? I don't need to come back tomorrow.
Really?
I really don't. I really don't. Because here's another one. This is from John. I love your show. Today's topics are great. However, in between them, I wish you would think more before you say off-the-cuff things. What I mean is that it's one thing for you, in the twilight of your career, to publicly admit to former use of drugs on the air. However, it's another to coerce Gina to do that. I didn't coerce her. Give me an example of where I coerced her. What in the hell is wrong with the people who listen to this radio station? I didn't coerce her. I didn't go like, you tell me or else. This is presumably the early part of her career, and who knows how this could come back to hurt her later on. Trust me, I don't agree with the drug policies of this country and state. Because of that, I try to teach my children to not do things that draw attention to yourself. Okay, John. Now, I would tell any kid I would meet not to do drugs. Bad move. But first of all, we were just kidding around. And second of all, I did not coerce her. Now, did it sound like I coerced her? I don't think I did. And this is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm getting a lot of these kind of, like, crazy emails from people. Here's another one. Oh, this is a guy from who's got a, by the way, an email address where he calls himself Night Owl. Wonder what message that sends. Wonder what's lurking behind that idea. My, aren't we snippy this morning? Assuming that the email about John M., or whatever it may be, is authentic and really bothers you, then perhaps you should find another line of work. I'm just getting emails here. I just got an email from a guy who claims that I coerced Gina into admitting that she had prior drug use. Now, do you think I coerced her into that?
No, she mentioned, that she brought it out before you said anything about it.
I mean, why are we getting these crackpot emails?
I don't know.
There's another one. This guy about, my. Oh, by the way, this Night Owl guy is the same guy who sent me an email a couple of days ago telling me he didn't believe in global warming.
Him and Inhofe.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
And pigs will fly.
Weird, man. I'm going to stop reading these things.
Permanent brain damage.
You know?
They'll cause permanent brain damage.
Oh. All right. Do we want to go to the phone and try to squeeze in a call?
Oh, why not?
Do I have time?
You have 4 minutes.
Okay, let's go to Van in Boulder. Oh, no, Van's gone. No, he's not. Van, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Oh, man, you don't want to know.
I'm so glad you're back. I'm glad that you did that surgery, and I hope you're working really hard in your training. You got a personal trainer, right?
No, I basically just try to get through 30 minutes of exercise and stick to the prescribed food regimen that they give you. But let me tell you, Van, if you don't, then you end up getting violently sick.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad you did it, you know, and keep it up. I know it's hard work, so, you know, just keep it up. And I just, the reason I called today is first off, you know, I've spoken to God, and God sounds like Elvis. And anybody
oh,
that says,
come on.
No, thank you very much,
man. I am dead serious. He explained to me, and he I know this is true because he must have told Mojo Nixon the same thing. When he was talking about why all the boats disappear in the Bermuda Triangle, and it's because he needs boats. And people need to understand that anybody that says they talk to God and doesn't mention that he sounds like Elvis, you know that they're either schizophrenic or lying.
Okay, the next person that tries to tell me that, I'll tell him my buddy Van from Boulder said that he sounds like Elvis, and if you don't tell me he sounds like Elvis, I know you're lying. I always thought he sounded like James Brown, but I don't know.
But he's the Godfather. He's not God.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
The Godfather is told. Elvis is God. God is Elvis.
I'm with you, man.
All right, later. Have a great day, guys.
You're crazy. We'll see you later, man. Okay. This four-hour experiment in audio pulling off your fingernails has now come to an end. And
do we get the flaming bamboo shoots tomorrow?
You know, after being electronically tortured by some listeners, it's now time for us to fold up our tents and steal away into a snowbank. Have yourselves a good morning, and Al Franken is coming up next.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. Mm. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
We're proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3437.